Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hey, hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Echo. Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Brooke feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Let's talk to Murphy. As you know, Dennis Murphy is going to be spending the whole Memorial Day weekend in Dewey Beach, Delaware.
He's down there with three lovelies, Kelly, Jill, and Michelle.
They're in a fabulous beach house, which is supplied by Miller Lite. A damn tasty beer,
that's for sure.
And one of our most loyal sponsors, and we want to thank Miller Lite for putting Dennis and his beach bitches up at the shore this year.
So far, they seem to be having a good time, a little more sedate than last year.
Well, it's only day number three, Mike.
That's true.
As we head to the big Memorial Day weekend, here now is beach stud Dennis Murphy. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Don, Mike, how you doing?
Hello. Now, Dennis?
Yeah.
Yesterday, we gave you the instruction to make breakfast for the three women. We wanted you to make pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, scrapple, everything.
Now, it was my opinion that when we were talking to you, Dennis, you didn't want to do it. You mentioned Cheerios. You mentioned donuts. But
Pop-Tarts.
You didn't want to cook breakfast. And, well, lo and behold, when Dennis Murphy doesn't want to do something.
Can I explain?
Yes, of course.
There's always an explanation.
Of course. What's the thing?
What happened was the girls cannot eat breakfast. So I also...
Dennis, I'm going to stop you right there.
Didn't we instruct you yesterday, even if the girls were not to eat one bite, that you were still to prepare the breakfast for them?
And you were not supposed to ask the girls what they wanted. You were just going to surprise them with breakfast, but you couldn't do that, could you?
Well,
so why didn't you do it? We gave you the simplest job in the world. We said, make breakfast for the girls, even if they don't eat it. Make it for them as a gesture of goodwill, since we are forcing these girls to spend all this time with you.
But I know, Don. I know, Mike.
Why didn't you make breakfast?
Don.
Yes.
Pardon, no, I'm not a good cook.
Dennis, why didn't you make breakfast? We went through this yesterday.
Oh, okay. I didn't make it earlier. I'm lazy.
Ah.
You got to make those girls breakfast tomorrow, Dennis. No lie.
Okay.
No lie.
And bake some muffins this time, too.
I'm going to send a real man up there. I'm going to send Homo Joe up there to show those girls a good time.
Homo Joe can cook. I can't cook.
Yeah, that'd be good. We could actually, all the reports could be filed by Homo Joe.
Okay.
He'd do it. He's a little down on his luck right now. He probably enjoyed the change of scenery.
Sure.
Yeah, like switch allegiance.
I think he already is a switch hitter.
Yeah, he wasn't married before.
So what you're saying is that you're going to drop out and let Homo Joe take your place?
And you'd go home? Because that's the only way we could do it.
If you want me to go home, I'll go home.
We want you to make breakfast for the girls.
Okay, I'll make breakfast. I will try my best to cook what French toast, scrambled eggs, what have you.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Why is this? I mean, it's not the hand issue, is it?
No, it's not.
Is it the lazy issue?
Yes, Mike.
Somebody get Homo Joe on the line. I really might just make the switch.
Oh.
I'm not feeling good with this year like I did last year.
Oh, God, please.
You know, and sad to say, I need a real man up there.
Mm-hmm.
A real man who is a take charge man. A real man. And right now I got the feeling Homo Joe's more of a real man than you are, Dennis.
Real man. I am.
I've not seen evidence of that, Dennis.
You know, the right answer, Dennis, really, and it's too late, so don't say it now, but the right answer was, you know, I screwed up yesterday, but I'll tell you something. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to make those girls the best damn breakfast they've ever eaten.
But don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Don't say it, because Mike's already given you the answer.
That's right.
That's like the get-out-of-jail-free card.
That's right.
Mike just gave it to you, and I'm not letting you use it.
Mike cut it before I did.
You want it. No, you didn't want to say it. You started going,
Hold on, Dennis. Would somebody please get Homo Joe on the line? I've never been more serious. Hold on, please. Hold on, Dennis. Yeah, it's like a baseball manager. You got a pitcher that's not going good.
And he doesn't seem to want to get out of his slump. Right?
You take him out, you put another reliever in. While we're waiting for Homo Joe, let's talk to the girls.
Very good.
And then we'll make the switch. We'll switch pitchers. Hey, Dennis?
Yeah?
Hi, let me talk to Michelle, please, to find out what you guys did last night.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you, Dennis.
Oh, he's not happy.
Well,
hey, you know what?
How many assignments in a row has he botched?
Yeah, really?
What assignments did I botch?
Well, I'm thinking about spring break.
Well, you have to admit, I was alone. There was no listeners around there.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll just send Homo Joe in to help you out and make Homo Joe like the man in charge,
right,
and make you like his boy Friday, you know.
And I think, you know, I would say thank you to Don because he's letting you stay in the beach house.
Don.
Let me just say, Homo Joe shows some initiative, Dennis. You know, I could probably send Cheryl the big dike down, and she could do a better job than Dennis. All right, hold on, Dennis. Hold on a second. Let me call him up right now. Where's Charlie? Hey, Gadget, where's he at? At home or at work?
I believe he may be at that first number on top.
I just like hearing your theme.
I'm not really sure where he is right now.
Yeah, that's rare. Inspector Gadget normally knows where everybody is.
Hello.
There he is.
Homo Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
Homo Joe, listen.
You want Eggs Benedict?
Yeah. You got plans for the holiday weekend?
No, I sure don't.
Well, listen.
All right, well, you got them now.
Could you drop things at a moment's notice and get up to Dewey?
Don't I always do whatever I can to help the show?
Yeah. Listen, what a man he is.
There you go.
What a man.
How quick things turn around completely.
Homo Joe, let me explain to you the hierarchy at the beach house.
Okay.
You are, no pun intended, the queen, and Dennis is the prime minister.
That's right. Cool.
What that means is...
I do the cooking.
You're the man.
That's right.
Right? And that means Dennis does the dishes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Dennis will be, again, no pun intended, your butt boy.
Right.
For the entire Memorial Day weekend. You need a beverage? Go get it, Dennis. You need a newspaper? Go get it, Dennis. You and the girls want to go out? Dennis, you're driving us to the bar.
Cool. I can handle this.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, Homo Joe. Okay. We got to give you directions at the beach house.
Okay.
Well, sometimes you just got to make a switch.
Well, you know, I think that Dennis is staying down there, and Dennis can maybe learn a few things from Homo Joe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah.
So listen, your new supervisor will be down probably tonight.
Okay. I could learn a lot from Homo Joe.
Make him feel welcome.
Oh, I'll make him feel welcome. Okay, Homo Joe, tell me what to do. I don't know how to cook.
And you already, since Homo Joe will be cooking the breakfast, Dennis, I assume you already bought supplies for breakfast for tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I have a half dozen eggs.
A half dozen eggs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might want to get a few more eggs.
Okay. A half an orange juice.
Right, what
good.
Else?
Good.
A half a bagel.
Bagels don't really count.
Okay. Yeah,
that's something you can put in a toaster.
For a toaster. And then...
listen, Homo Joe will have a shopping list for you when he gets up there.
Okay, I'll go out and shop, no problem.
I'm sure Joe will give you a list of items that he requires in his kitchen.
You know, I am a great shopper, but I'm not a great cooker.
All right, good. Well, then, starting tonight, as soon as he gets there, Homo Joe is the new man in charge.
Oh, okay, and I will learn a lot from Homo.
And I bet that everybody will have a better time at the beach house.
Are you having a good time? Well, Michelle's not because she was puking the whole morning.
She was puking all
day. Oh, dear. Oh, so there was a festive evening, huh?
Yeah. It was very festive for Michelle.
All right. Well, let's talk to Michelle very briefly here to find out what she did last night with Dennis. And we'll inform her about the change at the top.
Okay. Hold on. Michelle?
Michelle's the wild one.
As the middle reliever will be coming in.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Somebody got sick.
Yeah, a little.
You have too much night last night?
Yeah, I had fun, though. Yeah.
Really? And have you been sick all morning?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh, dear. What'd you girls do last night with Dennis?
We went to Secrets, his home.
Oh, his home away from home, Secrets.
Home away from home.
Yeah, you have a good time there?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Was Dennis selling his T-shirts?
Yeah, I think.
I don't know if Dennis informed you of this, but we're going to be sending down another man tonight.
You're sending Homo Joe.
Yeah, now you don't have to feel threatened, you know, because he's a homo.
Right.
But I think you'll find that he'll be able to show you girls the grade A time that we feel Dennis has not been able to thus far.
Okay.
And you're still a little green around the gills?
Mm-hmm.
Meet any nice guys last night?
Kelly did.
Oh, Kelly did.
Kelly did. Isn't Kelly the innocent?
Kelly's the nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly's the sweet one.
And she said one of the words last night.
Oh, which one of the words did she say?
The C word.
Hey! Is that the C word for a girl or the C word for a boy?
For a boy.
Oh
she did.
Great.
And do you think you'll be recovered in time to have a nice evening tonight?
Yep.
Very good. making it out of her show. Michelle, hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Let's talk
to Kelly?
Yeah, let's talk to Jill next.
Jill.
Okay,
hold on.
Is Jill there?
Okay.
So you have three girls at the beach house with Dennis.
Right.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are
you? Hi, you heard about the change at the top, right? That Dennis is being replaced as a housefrau by Homo Joe.
Okay.
And you girls don't
should
have
to be scared?
No.
You
should not. And as a matter of fact, it'd be like having a fourth woman there.
That's right.
I think you'll love it. I think you'll find that your group will become more organized.
That's right. And Homo Joe will not get in the way. He will simply be in a supervisory capacity. And he will help Dennis with breakfast.
Okay.
You know, taking care of your girls' every needs, which is really the reason that we sent Dennis along, and it sounds to us like Dennis's number one priority
is selling his T-shirts.
Selling his shirts.
Right.
So, you guys had a good time at Secrets last night?
I didn't go with them. I was extremely tired, so I crashed early.
See, these are the types of situations that Homo Joe will be able to take care of.
Absolutely.
Yes. You should not have been allowed to stay home and crash or whatever it is that you really did that you don't want to tell us about. I know the secret's there.
Sure.
And we'll find those secrets. All right, let's talk to Kelly, please.
Okay, hold on.
Kelly may have had the best evening of all of them. It sounds like she met a man.
Hey, guys.
Understand that you said the C word for a man's thing.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did it feel to finally say that nasty word?
I didn't like it. I don't think I'll be saying it again.
That's funny.
You draw them. And you made a love connection last night? You meet somebody?
No, yeah.
Which is it, no or yeah?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that word to him?
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, all right.
No, not the word. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
No, I didn't say that word to him. No.
Oh, okay. All right.
We said it in the car.
Oh, with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis.
Yeah, and Dennis.
So did you bring this boy back to the beach house?
No, I did not.
Oh, you did not. Did you kiss him?
No, I didn't.
And will you be seeing him again?
Actually, probably, maybe, yeah.
Oh, yes. Very tough Kelly. To get an answer out of Kelly. How late were you girls out with Dennis till last night?
Until 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Until 4 a.m. You had a good time?
Yes.
And were you disappointed that Dennis didn't come through with breakfast today?
Actually, no. I was kind of happy.
Kind of happy, yes.
Yeah, I was a little afraid.
That was his assignment, and you know, unfortunately, that's why we're having to send Homo Joe down to the house.
Is he really coming down?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be there tonight.
Oh be there tonight. Where is he going to sleep?
Well, probably with Dennis. Yeah, you girls should not worry in any way. Much as Dennis is non-threatening, Homo Joe's also very non-threatening. He's going to be there simply in a managerial role.
Okay.
To make sure that Dennis does the jobs he's supposed to do, to make sure that you girls are taken where you're supposed to be taken, and most importantly, to make sure, like, when when Jill decided last night that she didn't want to tag along,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got to go.
See, Joe would make her go.
Right.
Oh, see, that would have been great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Dennis is just not the man for that job this year.
Yeah. No.
It's just an issue of, well, no. I hate to use the word complacency.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to have balls to be the house mother.
Yes, you do.
Dennis has been on a pretty good winning streak of late, and, you know, I think he's just he's getting a little happy.
He's gone south. You know, to keep the baseball analogies going, his arm is tired.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been giving up lots of home runs recently. So we have to replace him. Kelly, what are you girls planning on doing this evening?
I don't know yet. We were actually waiting until after we got off the phone with you guys to decide.
Ah, okay. And what
I think we were going to go get a fishbowl.
Oh, one of those fishbowls.
Oh, yeah. To get good and drunk. Well,
yeah.
You certainly are welcome to do that. However, I would ask that you girls wait, because we're going to have Homo Joe call you off the radio in a couple of minutes,
right,
mm-hmm.
to get the directions, and he's got to deal with the traffic getting down there. I'd like, you know, for you girls to meet him tonight, whether if you go out for a while, then you come back home and meet Homo Joe, then, you know, he can kind of be, you know, the nanny.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. He'll be a good addition to this house, and don't worry about anything.
Maybe he can liven it up a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Here, here.
All right, Kelly, glad you had a good time last night. And would you now put Mr. Murphy back on?
Sure thing. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Kelly. Nice talking to you.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Dennis. Well, listen, when we hang up, we're gonna have Homo Joe call you.
Okay. And I'll get the shopping list from him, and I'll do some shopping.
Okay, and you should work out his time of arrival.
Yeah.
So that tonight he can meet all the girls.
Oh, yeah. I'll meet all the girls.
And I think that he knows, you know, what we're looking for. Yes?
We understand you're depressed, Dennis. You should be depressed.
No, no, can I tell you something?
What's that, Dennis?
Okay. You know, all my life, I had just been strictly a cereal guy, a bagel guy, a pecan swirl guy.
Dennis, how will you ever learn to cook eggs, the French toast, if you don't
Dennis,
try?
Dennis, there's going to be one day when you meet that special lady. Hold on a second. And she stays over, and you could impress her by teaching yourself how to cook bread. That was part of the exercise.
Dennis, one day you will thank us for the tough love that we are having to dish out to you.
Thank you.
One day you'll... Well, that day's already come. You've already thanked us.
Wonderful.
Now, listen, you have not been fired from your job as housefrau. You've simply been demoted.
Yes, and we're sending in with, you know, the equivalent of a middle relief pitcher.
You are now Homo Joe's number two.
Oh, well...
If you'll pardon that pun.
No, I'm not going to be a catcher now.
Because, frankly, Dennis, you know, with the breakfast issue, it was not necessarily the breakfast or the excuses about breakfast. Yeah, the fact that breakfast was one of your two prime directives.
Yes. And last night, you know, Jill didn't go along with everybody else.
I said, Jill, come on, you gotta go. But she said, no, I'm so tired.
Right, well, see, Homo Joe will be able to make her go.
I think I am. You may, okay, my initiative level is no, you're right.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's something where maybe you'll pick up your game a little bit.
I just need somebody to... Okay, I've got to know how to cook. And Homo Joe, please help!
I think Homo Joe will be able to help you learn lots of life's tough lessons. And he'll probably make, being as you guys are still going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, he'll probably make the next 4 days highly enjoyable.
I hope so. We were having a great time, though.
Well, I look forward to the report tomorrow to find out what happened tonight after Homo Joe arrived. And, of course, when you make breakfast for everybody tomorrow morning, should be a new Dennis Murphy we talk to tomorrow.
It'll be me and the apron, and I'm looking, hi, this is Dennis, how you doing?
Right.
That's great, Dennis. That's good. I like your attitude.
Because there's a new school marm in town, and her name is Homo Joe.
You know I do have the skin. You know that.
I know you do, Dennis.
You do. And, you know, as Homo Joe is teaching you how to cook breakfast, you can teach him about the thick skin, and he can teach you about his organization.
Well, you know, I've been talked about all my life, but you know what? Except as a problem. It's not my problem, because I'm doing what I got to do.
Dennis Murphy, profiling courage.
The introspective Dennis Murphy.
Well, Dennis, when we hang up, Homo Joe will be calling you. Welcome.
Can I say one more thing?
Welcome him with open arms tonight, and we'll hear from you tomorrow.
Open arm.
Yes, open arm. What else, Dennis?
No, I will be in Sacramento.
Oh, you are coming to Sacramento?
Yeah, I have a T-shirt. I have a T-shirt deal already to make my shirt.
Way to go.
And I have a place, and a mixer is having me stay at his place.
All right, well,
that's great news.
Listen, the whole crazy gang's coming to Sacramento then. Homo Joe and Dennis Murphy will both be joining us at Sacramento.
So, you want me on stage, or you want me in the middle class?
Dennis, don't we always want you on stage?
Okay, Don. Thank you, Don. I love you.
I love you, Dennis.
Mike.
What?
I want to be your butt buddy.
You what?
He wants to be your butt buddy.
You want to be...
Come on, Mike. Have a laugh, right?
I'm not sure I like that.
All right, Dennis, please give Homo Joe every accommodation.
I will.
And remember, he is your new supervisor, and we will talk to you tomorrow from the Miller Lite Dewey Beach Beach House.
Oh, by the way?
Yes.
Miller Lite is a great Pilsner beer.
There you go.
It sure is. Thank you, Murphy, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm a great I do commercials now. If anyone needs me.
Okay, all right. Goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry for the commotion.
Okay, right. See you later.
Mike.
No problem.
I'm just kidding, Mike. You know that.
I understand, Dennis.
No problem, Dennis.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Yes, Dennis.
I'm sorry I haven't said hello to you in a couple days.
That's okay. I understand. You've been very busy.
Oh, okay, Buzz.
Buzz has been crushed by that. Every time you've been on the air, Buzz says to us then during the commercials, why doesn't Dennis say hello to me?
Why?
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Okay, y'all have a good night.
Come on now. You're eating up strip trivia time now.
Oh, damn, man.
All right, go.
Bye.
All right, slight change at the top.
I think that's a good move. Brilliant. I think, you know, when you're managing a big league team, you got to make those changes.
And I picture tomorrow we'll have a much different report from Dewey Beach.
Absolutely. I think a lot's going to happen tonight. And Homo Joe, way to pick up on the audible here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows, because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding, because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Did you read in the newspaper, you know, on CBS, their morning show sucks.
Yeah.
So they hired Brian Gumble back.
Right.
And these are some of the names that they've come up with for the show.
They're going to change the name of the show?
Mm-hmm. Right. They have four titles that they're considering.
Okay.
One title is...
All for Brian Gumble to say.
The Early Show.
It's The Early Show.
Right, because they have, you know, let him in with The Late Show.
The Early Show.
Another one is the AM, A-Y-E-M. Get it? AM.
How stupid is that?
Okay. Another one is The Morning Show.
The Morning Show. This is The Morning Show on CBS.
Right. And the fourth one, and I wish they'd use this one. They'll never have the balls to do it. Good Morning Today.
Oh, I love that. Why not? Right?
Why not? Good Morning Today.
It's a combination of Good Morning America and the Today Show. Welcome to Good Morning Today.
This is Good Morning Today. I'm Brian Gumbel, and we're taking aim at our competition.
Oh, how funny is that?
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Good morning, everybody.
There he is.
Here for Good Morning America, for Rail Fair 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donny Osmond rules.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Thank you for having him on.
Well, we haven't had him on yet. Like my dad used to say to me all the time, don't thank me yet. I haven't done it yet.
You have a shrine to Donny Osmond in your home?
Well, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
Ask if Marie has had the baby, please, because we don't know if she had a miscarriage or not.
That'll be the first question I ask him. Hey, has Marie had that miscarriage yet? That's a good question.
Okay, you boys are wonderful.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, Donnie, how you doing? Hey, has Marie had that miscarriage yet?
Yeah, thank you for calling. The Wiccan Princess calling us.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's weird.
Hello. I've not heard anything about any problem with Marie Osmond's pregnancy. Have you, boss?
No, not a word.
No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Happy birthday, Mr. O'Mara. Happy birthday, Mr. O'Mara.
This might be the share lady.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. O'Mara.
Pretty sure it's a share lady.
Happy birthday, Mr. O'Mara.
Is this the share lady?
Is this the share lady?
And then she was gone.
We're never going to know.
If I could turn my time. Hey. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, hello.
It's the cable guy in the Mobile One.
Right, hello.
Can I talk to Don and Mike?
I love it when guys call. But do you know who this guy is?
No, absolutely not.
Right, I don't either. Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hey, Don, how come your wife is always bitching and sniveling about stuff like that? My wife does the same thing. Is it just the woman thing?
Yeah, right, dumbass.
But he took his wife to a taxidermist. His wife is sitting at the kitchen table with a smile on her face right there.
Yes. You know, all wives are the same, sir. All of us married guys go through the same crap, except for Buzz.
I get the same thing. You never pay any attention to me. You like your friends better than you like me. Me. Why?
Like to point out Buzz Burbank, the only individual in our crew that was greeted at the airport, at the gate, by his wife.
That's true.
Well, he must be doing something right, or we must be doing something wrong. I don't know what it is.
Maybe I'm pretty sure my wife was out of the mall when I arrived back from Sacramento.
Maybe he's got some golden cojones or something. I don't know.
There you all go. Right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Right. Our wives were both sitting there going, the plane landed safely?
Okay.
Put the papers away. Damn.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, no, all wives are not the same, and I can talk. Because I'm an expert on wives.
Ah. Is it Cheryl the Big Dyke?
Hello, Don and Mike. Big Dyke Cheryl here.
Hey, Cheryl the Big Dyke. See, I recognize that voice.
In honor of Homo Joe. Hello, Don and Mike. Big Dyke Cheryl here.
Yeah, I noticed you were doing that.
Big Dyke Cheryl here.
Don and Mike, Homo Joe.
Faggy, Big Dyke Cheryl here. Tommy, if I'm really faggy, I can really turn it on in honor of Homo. Anyway, I wrote you a poem. Happy birthday, Mike, from your favorite Big Dyke.
Oh, God.
That's wonderful. Is that better than the poem you got from your sister?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, much
and
better.
And Homo says happy birthday also. This is a queer birthday moment.
Okay, thank you.
Your queers wish. Hey, I wish I could have been a nut in a sack with you guys, but I'll definitely be there on the 21st.
Beautiful. See you
have
there.
A great birthday.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, okay,
Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
Cheryl, the big old Dyke. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, yes, who's this?
This is Chad from Las Vegas.
Chad. Hey, Chad, buddy.
Hi, Chad.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Chad?
Body.
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 Body!
Happy birthday.
What?
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you.
What up, Buzz?
Hey. Oh, come on now. Do you have to say hello? Why don't you say hello to Rob?
Hey, Rob. How you
what
doing,
the hell? Oh,
Rob.
That's
so
why
violent.
You didn't say I.
Are you going to send Dennis out to run with the Bulls in Las Vegas again this year, Don?
Nope, he already did it once.
Not once is enough?
Right.
All right, cool, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Goodbye.
Besides, we'd never know that he was out there because halfway through him telling us exactly what his location was, we'd hang up on him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, hey, baby.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
You won't believe this. What? I'm on the internet, and they have all these pictures of the Las Vegas Dell Show in Sacramento.
You know, I knew we should have curtailed people from bringing those cameras in there. We should have stopped people from bringing cameras in.
Absolutely.
They showed Dennis Murphy making out with some blonde girl who's, like, naked.
You know, we said they wouldn't do that on the internet because they're, like, giving away everything that we do with the Las Vegas
Yeah,
family.
But it's good for us who live here and we didn't get to see it. All we can hear is you guys.
Where do you live?
I live in Falls Church.
Oh, Christ, you could go to a Las Vegas style show anytime you wanted.
Yeah, but I heard the Sacramento one was so bad, so now I get to see why. They have a lot of bad pictures on here.
Really?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I wish we could do something about that.
Don't think we can.
We got no quality control on this show.
No, we don't.
None at all.
I think they just opened the doors and said, come on in.
Well, there was a hell of a lot of cameras there. A lot of people taking pictures of that show on Friday
night. Yes, there were.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Here is our birthday, boys.
Hey, Mike the TV boy. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, I knew it was Mike the TV boy.
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Hi.
Michael.
Yes. Yes, Bob.
I want you to listen carefully.
All right.
Pick a number.
40.
Is it 3?
No, it's not 3. I said it loud and clear, old man. It's 40.
Michael.
Yes, Robert.
You are a winner.
Oh, wait, hey, that's terrific. Oh, I'm very happy to be a winner.
Bob, I thought it was always complicated when you ask us these questions.
No.
Did he used to have a tape where he'd say, is it complicated?
Very, very complicated.
Michael.
Yeah. Yes, Bob.
You are a winner.
Thank you. You said that before.
Well,
I guess
you got to ask what you've won.
Oh, what have I won, Bob?
$200 million.
Whoa!
Wow!
Thank you, Bob Barker. That's the best prize ever.
All right.
That's good. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Don.
Yes, Bob.
I want you to listen carefully.
I'm listening.
Pick a number.
40.
Don.
Yes.
You lose.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, man.
One more shot.
Okay, one more shot. 15.
Don.
Yes.
You are a winner.
Hey! You're a winner.
Big winner. What do I win, Bob?
$500.
Mike got $200 million and I got $500.
Yes.
Yes. I feel kind of gypped up, and I bet I got to reach into your $500 pocket to pull it out, right, Bob?
All right.
Oh, yeah, he likes that idea.
Michael.
Yes, Bob.
Here is our birthday, boys.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Okay. See you, Bob.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Goodbye now. Bob Barker, everybody. Actually, it's Mike the TV boy. Here is our birthday boy.
Here is our birthday boy.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, my gosh.
There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
I went to the Price is Right yesterday, and I was chosen to come on down, and I won a fabulous prize. And towards the end of the show, I asked Bob, not live on screen, but during one of the commercial breaks, if he ever remembered Don and Mike and if he ever received Don's cufflinks.
Right.
He said he has never received those.
Well, that's untrue.
It's untrue?
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't believe that you were really on The Price is Right yesterday. I don't believe that you were called down.
Oh,
and
really?
As a matter of fact, I've had other people who've really been on the show, and Bob Barker has said, yes, that he did receive the testicle cufflinks.
I remember two calls where they said just that,
yep.
that he had received them.
Not to mention the fact that when I sent them out to The Price is Right, I sent them with that return mail. So mm-hmm. It had to be signed when it came back to me.
So, to the best of my knowledge, that makes you a liar.
But I'm not a liar. I'm a big wiener. I spoke to Bob just yesterday, I swear.
Really? What is the address of the studio where they filmed The Price is Right?
Oh, I have that right here with my winning thing. It is...
Your winning thing?
Well, the thing you get when you win on the show.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, sir. It's on Beverly Boulevard, 7800 Beverly Boulevard, Los Angeles, California.
Uh-huh. What did you win?
Below 36.
What did you win?
I won a fabulous...
You are such a liar.
I didn't expect to get through to you guys. I'm sorry.
You're a liar.
You're full of crap.
Liar, liar, liar. And you exactly expected to get through.
You're full of crap.
Hey, liars.
I won a fabulous prize.
Let me see. It's right on the...
The winning thing.
I don't doubt the guy was probably in the audience, but he didn't win a thing.
Right.
Bob Barker did get those testicles.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, thanks for coming out to Sacramento, man.
Well, you're very welcome.
Hey, you know, all the way home, my old lady went crazy, man. She couldn't believe what we saw, and she gave me a Monica all the way from Sacramento all the way to Lodi.
Really? I bet you gave her a Lodi.
But anyways, you know, we appreciate you coming out.
Anywho.
See you again soon.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. Lodi.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Homo Joe here.
Don and Mike, Homo Joe here.
Happy birthday, Mike. God
Thank
bless
you.
You.
Thank you, Homo Joe.
My pleasure.
Mike, Homo Joe.
You're a good man, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe.
I'll make sure you have plenty of libations to the next show. You will not run out.
God bless you. I know that's important to me and important to you now, Homo Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Homo Joe.
It's my mission. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There you go. Homo Joe here.
Don and Mike, Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe here.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Don and Mike. Excuse me. This is Stephen King.
Oh, dear.
I love your show.
Call my blood.
What were you doing walking? What are you doing walking on the side of the road, Stephen?
I was searching for my small dog. My small dog poodles.
Are you feeling better, Mr. King?
Excuse me, sir. Much better, much better.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. It was a tough accident you suffered.
Be looking for an upcoming novel regarding the incident.
I was, you know, I know all your fans are probably wondering about that.
Well, they wonder no longer. Since they all listen to your show.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Over now.
Stephen King calling.
Steve King checking in.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, to be that banged up and still having time to call up.
Got to ask him how his dad is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Larry.
Larry King.
Son. Son, you're very Moses-like.
And his brother.
Who?
BB.
Hello, Don and Mike show. His other brother, Burger.
Hey,
hello. Hello.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
I would like to audition for your camp.
Now, in honor of my birthday, we are taking no auditions today.
And of course,
I would like to challenge you to one impression.
The other brother, Don.
Don King. Mm-hmm. That's right. They all lived in a one-bedroom house together.
Don lives in a big shoe.
With Papa Larry.
There was an old woman. There was an old frog who lived in a shoe.
Where are my boys?
All right, come on. What do you want?
Tom Gavin. Straight up, let's do Tom Gavin.
No, and I told you, in honor of the birthday, we are closing auditions today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, great. I was wondering, when is the next Las Vegas-style show and where?
Oh. Well, funny you should ask that. That's a very interesting question.
Please mm-hmm. listen to this taped response.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. Wednesday, July 21st. Don and Mike hit dinosaurs in picturesque Laurel, Maryland. Come on out and be a part of the raunchy fun. It's all new, and it's all new. The show starts at 9 p.m. Dinosaurs is at 13501 Baltimore Boulevard. Call 301-210-3466 for directions. The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show. It will fascinate you.
How is that for an answer?
That's great. Thank you very much.
Do you remember where it is?
Yeah, Dinosaurs.
Where's that at?
It's in Laurel, Maryland.
Beautiful.
Excellent. You retained that. Good job.
Picturesque Laurel.
Baltimore Pike, isn't it? Or Baltimore Avenue?
Beautiful. The guy retained the message.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Hey, at the Penn State Education at work right there.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Name game. Put my number on the line, baby. Name game.
Put your number on the line.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it on.
Hold on, Robbie.
He's got
Robbie,
such an attitude.
Robbie, get this guy's number.
Yeah. Tough to ignore that challenge.
All right, yeah. We'll make an example out of that guy. But it can't be with the name he selected, because when guys call us,
right,
and they're so boisterous about the name game, it's like when they've done a search on the Internet and they have 8,000 names with the name they want to play with.
That's right. We get to pick the name. Buzz picks the name.
Buzz picks the name.
You want a first name or a last name this time?
Let's play first name game.
Okay.
Right.
Wait. We got to get the guy's number. Make sure it's authentic.
I'll change it.
Too early there, Buzz.
Right.
I'll change it.
Call him back. All right. You got the number, Robbie?
It's Richard.
Ah, oh, Dick.
Okay. We're calling Dick back. Where's the area code there, Rob?
410 Baltimore.
Right. A Dick from Baltimore.
All right.
All right, so, Dick, the way I understand this is, since you've offered up your phone number, when you lose, we can give out your phone number on the radio.
I'm not going to lose.
That's very confident.
All right, Buzz, what is the name?
The name is Stephen.
Stephen King.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Tyler.
Stephen... Damn you, Buzz. Stephen... Stephen. Not Steve.
Can I throw another one in?
Steven Spielberg.
I might be knocked out already. Yeah, give me a second. Stephen Wright. Comedian.
Good one. Your turn, sir.
Steven Seagal, Steve Jobs.
No, you can't use Steve. It has to be Steven. It's not Steven Seagal, is it? Is it Steve? I guess maybe it is Steven.
Yeah, Steven Seagal.
Okay,
all right,
all right.
To you again.
To me. Oh, to me again.
Stevens.
Steven. Oh, yeah, even Steven? No, I can't have that one. Steven Bochco from Hill Street Blues.
Steven is hard.
I hear you asking someone to give you another one there.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I just heard it.
No.
I just heard you say to somebody, give me another one.
No, I was talking about beer.
You already had Steven Tyler.
You're lying.
Steven Martin.
Am I up again?
No, it's Steve Martin. Hold on, Mike's
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I can't think of any other Steven.
Steven McQueen?
No,
it's Steve McQueen.
Steven Ray Vaughan?
Nope.
It's Stevie Ray Vaughan. Your phone number, Richard.
Hold on, man. I'm not...
You're out, cocky boy. Your phone number is area code 410.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
437.
Dan, you'll get back. You'll get it back for this.
3135.
All right, you'll get it back, buddy.
Yeah, well, you didn't have it, though. You didn't have any Stevens, bud.
You just started coming up with Steve's, man. It was a Steven game.
And the Steven game was very hard.
I beat Mike.
Yes, but you have to beat both of us, as I recall. You said
you knocked me out.
And technically, you did not beat me because we tied because Don had the last one and you didn't have one either. So you didn't beat me, Mr. Smartass.
No, I had. You didn't give me enough time.
You did not beat me.
You had a name. You guys have like 10 seconds.
I can't wait till everybody calls you, buddy.
Well, okay, what was your next answer?
Shadow Stevens.
No, wrong. See, you
Last
blew
name.
It. You
See?
Blew it.
I even gave you a chance. You don't have it.
No, because I've been arguing with you. I haven't had time to think.
No, listen, I'm sorry.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over.
It's over.
Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it.
You blew it.
You blew it.
All right, buddy.
You blew it. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
All right, Don. I'll see you later, bud.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice threat.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, Stephen Windsor, the clothing store. Sorry we had to beat you so bad, Dick. That's a beaten dick right there.
He agreed to the terms.
That's a beaten dick, man.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Don't call and want to get in the deep end if you can't paddle the water, man.
Bingo.
You know what I mean? And I gave him a chance to come up with another one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the help there.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
No problemo. We will be right back. You know, we always get guys like this calling us. Here's a guy in Portland now. Upset about that name game.
Oh really?
Yeah, Chad.
Ask Jack. How you doing?
What, Chad?
You guys hate to lose.
We what?
You hate to lose.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
No kidding.
That guy beat you fair and square.
How did he beat us?
Dumped him, gave out his number.
How did he beat us? He didn't come up with the last
name. Gave up once. Mike gave up once.
And then I gave him more than 30 seconds to come up with one. And even after he got done complaining, I still said, if you got one, bring it on. And he didn't have one.
You didn't either.
No, he did. Technically, if you go
I
back
did.
And listen to the
Stephen
tape.
Stephen Bochco was the last correct answer. Stephen Bochco.
Yeah, that was after the fact. You gave it
No. You see, what you get is you get the waiting period like we gave the other guy. I officially dropped out because I didn't have any more, and I said, I am out. After that,
and it runs big on attitude, saying, hey, name game, phone number, hey, listen, you know.
And he beat you.
He didn't beat us.
Why, explain what makes you think he beat us, and I want it in detail.
Answers,
what? Wait, no, wait, excuse me, could you maybe finish, let me finish talking before you answer the question? Okay, go ahead.
What makes you think?
Just as many names as...
You're such a dink that you don't even know when to start talking.
He didn't beat us.
Yes, he did.
And you know what?
And you have not explained why you think he did.
get the same amount of answers as you. Same amount of things.
How many did I have? How many did Mike have? How many did he have?
Same amount. Same amount.
What was the amount? Ah, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Chad. Chad, would you be willing to put your phone number up? Then I'll go back through the tape and count them.
You got to be fair and square. And
Chad, now just shut up for a minute. If you're so sure, would you be willing to put your phone number up on the air? We'll go back and we'll review the tape on the radio, mm-hmm. and we'll find out who had the most names. And if we had the most names, we give your phone number out.
Let me just say this.
No.
Who gave
up? Yes or no, Chad?
Who gave
yes
up?
Yes or no?
Who gave up?
Chad, let me ask you a question, okay? Who's pressing the buttons on this show? Ah, that's right, it's me. That's right, little prick.
Oh, Chad wants to be us, ladies and gentlemen.
Please. Hold on, the guy who just lost is calling back. Yes, Dick.
Hey, Don, man, that guy's right. I just counted him up because I was recording it.
I'd like to point something out, though, that technically does not allow anyone to win the game. The way the game works, it works in a cyclical way that you go around the table, and it starts with Don, goes to me, goes to you. You have to come up with a name.
Yeah, that's very true.
If the last guy had a name, you have to come up with the next name.
Hold on.
You're out of the game.
Hold on a second. Here's Brains. Yes, Brains.
No, Mike is right. The only time that you can go and do, like, the first strike technique where you do a list of two or three is when you're eliminating them, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, but they were pausing, and then I was doubling up on a bunch of names.
You don't double up, sir.
The names that you had that you doubled up with were no good.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
you
Steven
can.
Tyler?
That is a legitimate strategy.
No, we gave you Steven Tyler. That one counted.
Mm-hmm. That was you counted with that one.
That was my double up on Steven Jobs from Apple Computers.
Steve Jobs.
It's not Steven, it's Steve, man. Didn't you just get done watching that thing on cable?
They called him Steven before the whole thing.
See, you know what? That's where you lose. If you read any article about the guy or you see anything on TV, the guy is referred to as Steve, not as Steven.
But it's Steven Jobs, dude. I've heard you say names
Then you know what? Then you could have said Steven Martin, as Mike tried to say.
Right. Steven McQueen, as you tried to say.
And we didn't allow those either.
Right.
Face it, man. You called with a bunch of attitude, and you lost. And furthermore, you're the guy that calls all the time to the show and says, Don and Mike are going to premiere radio.
But, Don, the only reason you know that is because Charlie tells you. Okay.
Charlie tells me what?
Mr. Inspector Gadget.
Charlie tells me what? Charlie tells me that you're the guy that calls all the time. Right.
Yes, because we have a staff here, a very good staff.
Right. So we already know that you're, like, obsessed on this show, and it's okay, man. But face it.
No, I don't.
You lost.
The show, baby.
You're not obsessed on this show.
Not much.
You only call us all the time.
Oh, my God, Don, I call you, like, once every couple months.
Uh-huh. That is such
you're a friggin' liar, little dick.
That is such a liar.
You're such a liar. But it's okay, man. It's a compliment that you're so obsessed about
this
show.
Don, who helped you out with that mud jump, buddy?
What's that?
Who helped you out with that mud jump at the end?
Certainly not you.
Oh, ask Charlie. Bring Charlie in the studio.
All right.
You know, how old are you, first of all?
18.
What?
How old?
18.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
18.
18?
18. Well, if you were here, I certainly didn't know about it. Charlie?
Well, you came out at the end. You saw me there. I was helping clean up the dumpster.
Charlie?
Here comes Charlie.
Here comes Gadget.
Charlie's got a big grin on his face.
No, wait, no, Charlie did help.
Shut
me
up!
Hold on, here he is. Inspector Gadget. Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi, what's this guy saying?
He's right, he helped me clean up till about 8 or 9 o'clock that night.
Wow. What, in Sacramento?
No, the mud jump, here.
Oh, the mud jump.
Yes.
Well, so what?
But Charlie helped me out, he gave me community service.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
After the mud jump, I asked Charlie, I said, do you need any help?
Well, then this all gets back to the point that you are obsessed about this show.
Yeah, man, I was up there, and I liked Charlie, and I just helped him out.
But you're also pretty obsessed with the show.
I listen to the show.
Charlie, how many times does this guy call us?
Not as often as he used to. I think maybe because he's finally out of school.
If you were going to throw a number out as far as total times he's called
like
the show.
Two or three a week, Charlie.
Just, hold on. Okay, Richard.
Okay.
Just hold on. I'm asking Charlie and I'm not talking to you. Is that
Richard?
Okay?
Richard.
Let me ask Charlie, just conservatively, you got to throw a kind of a random number. Total times calling the show, since we're on the subject of whether he's obsessed with the show or not.
He is obsessed.
How many times would you estimate he's called the show?
Do you want to know since he began calling on a weekly average?
Since he began calling,
100?
100 times. 100 calls.
100 times. You've called a number of times where you've hung up.
Yeah, are we talking on the air?
No.
Not just
no,
on the
obsession factor would be the number of times you attempted to call the show.
I think Charlie's a little off on that number.
A little off? Okay, what would you say? Maybe.
Maybe it's higher.
60?
Yeah,
I'll tell you, let's say he's off by 40. So you'd call the show 60 times?
No, it's probably higher than 100. That's fine.
Okay. All right, so you are obsessed.
I like what you guys are doing, but okay. How can you do me on the name game there?
Excuse me, Jew you?
Yeah.
It's a nice little racist expression.
We didn't Jew you on the name game, man. You lost the name game. Deal with it, little boy. You lost.
Yeah, you really have to deal with it. You did fair and square. You lost. Because we also, after we started arguing, we let you have another chance, and you still weren't able to come up with one.
And as far as I remember, you're the guy that called up and said, hey, name game, phone number. You offered.
So yeah,
you
gotta, I was risking it.
You got to take your medicine. I think part of life,
you know,
is...
If you came down here and you helped Charlie clean up after the mud jump, well, frankly, I thank you for that. You know, but beyond that, you kiss my ass.
And take your medicine and admit you lost.
I'll admit that we tied, or possibly I got one over. I mean, if you guys were...
No, you lost. You just lost. Just deal with it, man.
You tied me, and you lost to Don.
No, I tied Don, and I know you... Mike, you went out before everything.
No, that's not true. Listen. I went out after Don came up with the name, then you didn't have a name either.
I don't know why we spent so much time arguing.
I love it.
I'm dragging the show down, so...
You lost. We'll talk to you the next 200 times you call us.
Okay, rematch. What
are you saying? What did he say?
He wants a rematch.
He wants a rematch.
I'll give you a rematch right now if you want one.
Okay.
You want a rematch? First off, turn your goddamn radio off.
All right. I got it.
And also, you were asking a friend there for help. Will you admit that?
It's just my girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
Just. But see, you were asking somebody else for help during the game.
Yeah, but you guys help each other out and everything, and I'm not sure. I mean,
how do we help each other out? We're both in the competition.
How do I know Buzz isn't over there writing down names and holding them up on cards?
Buzz, do you write down names and hold them up on cards?
Never.
Well, the fact that Buzz thinks of the name beforehand, that he might just have that out.
Right.
You are such a little weasel.
I don't know why I'm trying to be nice to you, you little prick.
You are such a little... Are you a dink to everybody?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you guys a hard time because I like the show.
Yeah, because you're obsessed about the show. All right, let's beat this guy like a drum. Buzz, what is the name?
This time the name is Larry.
Larry King.
Larry Bud Melman.
Go! Larry Fine. Larry Holmes.
Larry Linville. Larry L. King.
Larry
Scorch.
Larry Lujack.
You got it, King of the Larrys.
Right.
That means we both beat you, Richard.
Right.
And you couldn't double up.
Listen, please tell your 13-year-old girlfriend to shut up. Tell her to shut up.
All right.
All right, goodbye now.
All right, say bye.
Goodbye.
Oh,
Christ, how stupid is this show?
It's the best.
It's the dumbest show ever. I swear to God.
It's like we're out there on the tennis court. We go right down to the level of our opponent.
Blew him out of the water.
Don and Mike show.
Body.
Hey,
I know who that guy is. I swear to God. I actually have him on tape. This is him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How come when you dial the phone, it's so hard for you to get like the number through? Like, you mess up like 10
times. Get ready to jump.
Yeah, right. You're right. He's a regular caller. Guy calls.
Sausage-like fingers of yours.
That's him.
Right. Guy calls all the time. But listen, I don't know which is scarier, the fact that he calls all the time or the fact that you tape the show and that you had the segment right there.
I only have like 60 tapes.
That's just a little scary, too, I think.
Oh, my God.
Just 60. Well, either way, we got a bunch of devoted listeners.
And everybody, you know, enjoys the show in different ways. That is obviously his way of maximizing his enjoyment of the show, participating and working us a little bit. That's how he gets his, you know, his jollies.
All right, one last call. Hello. All right, thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4. What an asshole. Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The Don and Mike Show. Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is this Don?
And Mike.
And Mike? Don, Mike, I sent you a fax on Friday. My name's Hoser. And we're having a trip down to 4th of July down to Ensenada, about 12 of us.
What is your name, sir?
Hoser.
Hoser.
Hoser. Hoser. And we got a trip going on, about 12 of us, and we were looking for sponsorship possibly, and also hopefully taking Dennis Murphy as our celebrity guest. We got a four-story beach house.
What kind of trip you say? You running the rapids?
No, there's 12 of us going. We're going to be in Ensenada and Tijuana, and it's sort of a wild...
Who's going to sponsor you going down to Mexico and getting wasted?
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for you guys.
Well, then you get sponsors if you're, like, going to have some kind of competition or something.
I mean, if we have to, we're going to pay ourselves, but we're willing to do anything possible. I mean, I'm on a special pass out of jail because my wife made a vow with me. She said if I didn't drink up until the 4th of July, she'd let me go any place I wanted to, thinking
there's no way
he's going to be able to do it from New Year's.
You mean you're on a pass out of jail, not literally a pass out of jail, but
I'm on a get-out-of-free-jail card for 4 days.
From your wife.
But you're drinking right now.
No, not at all.
Really?
Nothing.
You're not drinking right now?
Nothing.
I don't understand the concept of why you need a sponsor to go down to Mexico to drink tequila.
No, well, we just like to have, if you guys, we need $1,300 for the airfare.
Yeah.
The same reason he's saying you need to get out of free jail card.
No, well, we got those in English and Spanish. I had them made up.
Well, no, we're not going to give you any money for that.
What about if we take Dennis Murphy with us?
No.
No, you see, we don't even sponsor most of the time. We've been asked to sponsor, like, auto racers and stuff like that. We don't do that.
We've been turned down people doing, like, the charity stuff where they say if I run 20 miles and you pay me $1 a mile, we turn them down.
Absolutely.
That's like
headline, you know? That's right.
Would you guys be willing to give us?
It's real charity, man.
I'm one of the smallest in the group, and I weigh 280, 6'1". So about 12 extra large T-shirts to say Dennis Murphy is a major effing star.
No. Hello, listen, this is not the Santa Claus and Easter Bunny show. This is the Don
That's
and Mike
why
show.
We love you guys, man. Mm-hmm. We're coming to Sacramento, and I'm going to be dressed in my clown suit. Either my clown suit or I'm bringing my parrot that we taught to say.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a warehouse supervisor, graveyard shift.
So you're a big boy.
How is it that you happen to own a clown suit?
Because I love to make children smile. I'm going back to school to be an elementary teacher right now.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. And that's another reason she's letting me on the get out of free jail thing, because I went back to school and took physical geology, and that was a toughie, and ended up getting a B in it.
I know that educators all over America right now are hoping that you
Chico
get into
State
the...
a little early.
They're hoping that you get into the school system.
Get out of free jail card.
That's right.
Well, listen, I'm sorry. No, we will not sponsor you.
Nothing?
Call AA. They'll get you a sponsor.
Hi, kids.
Oh, fellas, come on. Hey, how about some VIP tickets for the show on Friday? And if we come...
No, how about you just wait in line in your clown suit like everybody else?
Okay.
Okay. Listen, okay, fellas. Tough love. Sorry about that, dude.
Can we get Dennis Murphy to come along?
No! He will be at the show on Friday. You can ask him if you want.
Yeah, ask him personally. And, we look forward to when you start...
Is he as good looking as we think he is?
We look forward to when you start doing your elementary school teaching.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, we love you.
Love you. Thank you.
Me and all my buddies think you guys are funny.
Right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Hoser.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mr. Hoser. Today, kids, we're going to learn states and capitals while I'm wearing my clown suit.
Won't you please sponsor Hoser?
Hoser's taking a trip to Tijuana, and he wants a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got my checkbook. Let me write you a check right now for $1,300.
You know, you'll see that on ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
This is Brian from Sacramento. I'm not going to give you guys any sort of that crap, but I just wanted to know I've listened to you guys for a long time, and I was just wondering, you've described your Las Vegas style shows before in the past. I was just wondering what exactly. Well, I'm going to be there front and center.
Well, then don't tire the show down. Don't slow the show down. You're a human speed bump. I already know what you're going to say. You've heard us describe the Las Vegas style shows. You're coming to the Las Vegas style show. What is in a Las Vegas style show?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Duh.
No.
Duh.
That's why we want people to come to the show.
Okay.
And then what we do is we do the show, and then people call us after the show, and that's where you kind of get a beat on exactly what happened.
It's like a secret society. You know, like KISS, Knights in Satan's Service?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Very similar. It's a secret handshake club, like on Andy and Mayberry.
You'll have a good time. Trust me, you'll have a good time, and then, you know, you'll know that you made the right decision going into the show.
I have no doubt in that.
There you go.
Okay, all right. I'll look for you next to the guy with the clown
suit. Poser.
Goodbye.
Poser.
Hello to Don.
61280.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, get out a free jail card. Hello there.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Your favorite celebrity to the show was on Good Morning America this morning.
Who is our favorite celebrity to the show?
Donny Osmond.
He's all over the place.
He's doing a book tour right now.
I think he's coming on the show next week.
Oh, good.
Great.
As a matter of fact.
He talked about what you guys talked about 3 weeks ago, has anxiety, getting up on a stage in front of a live audience.
Yeah, he's got a book now. As a matter of fact, his publicist sent me a copy of the book, and I started to read through it over the weekend. It's got, like, some pretty interesting stuff, keeping in mind that it's a Donny Osmond book and that Donny Osmond never does anything controversial.
Right.
He writes about one time when he hated being Donny Osmond.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he must have really hated all those bits that we made him do.
Yeah, it was a period in his life where, no, because it was right around that Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat when he was kind of coming out of that.
Well, because he writes in the book, like, that he hated being Donny Osmond. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we put him in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
That's right.
And we had a giant PA system, and we made him drive all up and down the Lee Highway saying, "I'm Donny Osmond, don't you wish you were me?"
And the first time he came on the show, you actually, you know, had it all queued up, puppy love, all ready to go when he walked in.
Pissed him off.
But, you know, he's always the nicest guy. Really, really genuinely nice guy.
So hey, hold on. I want to tell you, hold on just a second. In this book, he writes that he went into a gas station with his family. I don't know when this was. It was between when he was in the Wienermobile and when he did the Joseph and the Dreamcaller. And some kids pull up and they say, "Hey, you're effing Donny Osmond, F you." And he writes that he flipped out and he gave him the finger and he said, "F you. Go to hell," all this bad stuff.
Yeah, that's
surprising. He talked about that on the show today.
Did he?
Yeah, he also talked about going to a dealership. This is back when the family lost like $30 million, and the car dealer guy said that he didn't think he could afford the car, so he went back to the bank and got $15,000 in $1 bills and came back and slammed on the guy's desk.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having Donny Osmond come on so we can get all this stuff, because every time he was on our show, on our old morning show,
right,
he was one of our favorites. He was on all the time, but we never got any dirt from him at all.
No, he's a good guy. Really, really genuinely nice guy.
We would always ask him stuff like, "You ever see Marie naked?" You know, what was it like when Marie got her first period? And that's when he always go, "Hey, guys, come on now.
Knock it off.
Guys, hey, Donny, stop it now."
But I'm glad, you know, that he's doing well. He's a really nice man.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to tell you, you entertain me every day, both you guys and Buzz. I wanted to give you a proposal to take you on a golfing trip to Augustine down in Stafford, all expense paid trip.
Well, thank you very much. That's very, very nice
course.
Of you.
I don't know if you ever played it, but we played it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I have played that course. A beautiful golf course.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Mike loves going on day trips with our listeners. I know Mike's too modest to ever mention that, but most days Mike is out with some listener of this show.
Where he is.
Yeah. He's either having lunch or playing golf. Or.
Well, thanks. My secret's out now.
This is an excellent proposal because this is the nicest course, one of the nicest courses in Virginia.
That's right, and that's why I'm not accepting it, because it's the nicest proposal.
It's too nice.
It's too nice. It's simply too nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vaginosis Boy.
Pardon me?
I said it's Vaginosis Boy.
How old are you?
I think it really is a boy, like Vaginosis Boy.
How old are you?
14.
We will not sponsor you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How you guys doing? I love you guys.
Love you.
What would you like us to sponsor?
Hey, did
what?
Did you two pussies see One Life to Live today or what?
No, we were having our meeting with Ken. We couldn't watch the show.
Oh, well, on the one scene? You could see Ace Buchanan's nipples.
Right, now, wait a minute. Hold on.
You could see Ace's nipples?
Yeah, baby.
How many does he have? You call us pussies, but you're watching the show, too.
I don't watch that show, you moron. You really think you saw Ace's nipples today? It's fluid.
Hey,
it's
man.
A joke.
Hey, a man.
You had a chance, and you blew it.
A lot of anger in that guy.
Yeah. Hello. Hey. How'd you know who Ace Buchanan was?
That's right. Hey, and as far as seeing Ace's nipples, a guy can hope, can't he?
Hello.
I would picture Ace's nipples to be just like a dog that's gotten a litter.
I think he could probably tie them and he could jump rope with them. That's how long and drawn out Ace Buchanan's nipples are.
Now, let me tell you something, boy. Look at my nipples.
Paw.
Oh, we don't want to see your nipples.
I don't have nipples, boy. I have teats. A whole row, six teats on each side.
On this soap opera that we watched before the show, it's like they must have come up with these characters when the TV show Dallas was popular.
All the way, absolutely.
Because there's no doubt that Asa Buchanan is supposed to be J.R. Ewing's father,
mm-hmm.
and they got the two brothers just like J.R. and Bobby Ewing.
That's right, that's right. They're the Buchanan boys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, it's awful entertainment. We love watching it, though. Every
Bo
day.
And Clint and Asa.
And Clint is the guy that in real life, he's one of these soap opera guys that like made millions of dollars. He bought a farm somewhere.
That's right.
He was on his tractor. Oh, this is so funny. Were we just knocked off the air?
Are we okay?
Are we on the air?
Everything all right?
All
oh,
the,
boy.
All the power's going through here because we're having some kind of a lightning storm.
Is anyone home?
Hold on a second. This guy that plays Clint Buchanan, he's driving his tractor. He got thrown off the tractor.
The tractor started to tilt over. He decided that he would jump and try to get off the tractor. The tractor righted itself and turned and ran him over.
Ooh. He got run over by his own tractor. How funny is that?
Ouch. Back on the show now.
And he's not been the same since he's been back on the show.
No.
His screen time is very limited.
That's right.
He like comes on and almost does cameos where he just goes, hi, Paul.
We've worried about him since he got run over by his own tractor.
And his hair is very Ronald Reagan-ish now.
Absolutely.
Also.
And it always looks, he always just looks pale.
It looks like he just got run over by his own tractor. Run over by his own tractor. Guy jumps off the tractor, and the tractor still runs him over. Jesus. How funny is that? That's so funny.
That's Asa.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Don,
yes?
I live up in Baltimore. I was wondering, is there anyone, I'm looking to refinance my home. Could you sponsor someone for that?
See, now the sponsorship calls are coming in wild and woolly.
Was that commercial I did on Friday, Robbie?
Yeah, I guess that did start running.
One of my commercials, Mike.
You have a commercial running. Congratulations.
Why, yes, I do. Thank you. Thank
what,
you
is, what is the commercial?
Don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just read it. I don't know what it is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is it Dynamite?
Yeah.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hi.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Come on. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Please.
It's another one of our 14-year-old callers. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Listen, I'm driving down North Carolina. I'm trying to pick you guys up. I'm from the D.C. area.
Well, good luck.
Where's the next closest place? I'm driving to Florida.
Buena suerte. We wish you the very best of luck.
Good luck
best
on
of
that.
Luck.
Yeah, we're not on in North Carolina, are we? No stations in North Carolina.
I'm terribly sorry, but good luck to you.
Well, I'm driving to Florida. Where's my next stop?
Oh, come on, please. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Guys.
Hey.
Hey, this is Brian from Winchester.
Yes, hello, Brian.
How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Hey, I'd like to get sponsored for Mike's summer camp.
All right, what are you going to audition with?
I'm going to let Mike choose either Aaron Neville or James Earl Jones.
I'd like to hear Aaron Neville, please.
Aaron
an
Neville.
Obscure one, and I'd like to hear Aaron Neville.
Is this Aaron Neville singing?
It's got to be singing.
Well, certainly.
All right.
Okay.
Look at this man, so for inspiration. Look at these palms, so well with perspiration. How's that?
Well, we don't have any Aaron Neville, so you're in, sir. Congratulations.
You started a new chapter.
Bravo.
You know, I haven't heard you accept someone into summer camp for a long time.
Aaron Neville, we need more Aaron Neville, so congratulations. You're in, sir.
Great. Are you going to send a bus to pick me up?
Yes, I will. I'll drive it myself. It'll be a van.
Now, will this guy have to supply his own wart? Whatever that thing is on Aaron Neville's face?
No, he doesn't have to supply anything. All he has to do is surrender his shirt when he gets off the bus.
That's right.
That's it. Every single member of the camp has to take the shirt off when they arrive at the camp. They simply take it off and it's all set.
But you learn how to make a keen wallet.
You may make a wallet. We're also going to do candles and ashtrays this year. Now, they might say ashtrays. That's kind of old news. It's not really politically correct, but now we do it with ashtrays.
Ashtray.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank
it's a
you.
Good time for everybody. Good time was had by all.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, speaking of nipples, men's nipples, I got to see some really fat, sweaty ones on Saturday when I got to see the Jack Diamond Band playing at the Alexandria Waterfront Festival.
Thank you. Hey, thank you very much. Good to have everybody out here. Thank you.
First of all, they were all wearing long sleeve white shirts, which were soaked about 10 seconds after they got on stage. And then they proceeded to walk around in them soaked through out after the show, walking around with, you know, leaving nothing to the imagination underneath.
Is there anything funnier than a disc jockey that fancies himself as a rock star?
Is there anything more pathetic than a disc jockey that fancies himself as a rock star?
Yes, one that does it and the band doesn't let him plug his guitar in.
There you go.
That's right.
Remember, Rob saw it. This guy Jack Diamond.
Hey, I'd like to do a solo for you right now.
Oh, we spent so much time talking about this guy. One time he was talking on the radio about how he's going to be opening for the Moody Blues.
That's right.
So Rob went to the show, and as it turns out, he wasn't on the stage.
Right.
It was like out where they sell beer and stuff.
Yeah.
He was on like a little plywood stage. He didn't even have his guitar plugged in.
They did a Moody Blues song, actually, but I don't know what was worse, him singing Any Way You Want It, That's the Way You Get It in your radio voice, or the woman I was singing with them, who best should have shoved the tambourine down her mouth because she couldn't play it or sing it either.
Very sad.
Oh, that's embarrassing. That gives all disc jockeys a bad name when other disc jockeys get out and try to prove that they're singers.
Very clever, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out here. Yes, we're opening for them on a little square box. A little building block outside right next to the refreshment tent.
Thank you. But remember, we got kind of a truce with that guy because during our last fight, remember, he did call in.
That's right.
And he apologized.
He did. So it's you know, right now, we'll honor that.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
Me, is this plugged in?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Chicago!
Little tribute to George Michael.
Ah, George Gimple. Hello. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, all right. Got one more for you, Mike.
Hello?
Here's an impressionist camp tryout you've never heard before. Johnny Mathis.
Ah, Johnny Mathis. Very close to Aaron Neville, though. All right.
Ready?
So, but what's your name, sir?
This is Bob.
Bob?
Yep.
Okay.
Chances are because I'm
feeling
good.
Oh.
Ah, no, this is your guy.
Oh, my God.
Now, are we in agreement that this guy's out?
Give me a minute.
Oh, I thought we had an agreement that all these guys were off the show.
Well, you see, he's auditioning for the camp.
Oh,
right now,
no, it's so just a ruse to get back on the show.
I don't think this is funny.
Yes, you do. Now, are we in agreement that all these singers are done?
The regulars?
He's your number one regular.
That is my number one guy.
I do think that I'm in love. With
all right, that's enough of that. That'll be quite enough of that.
Okay.
There he is, and his trademark burp.
Yeah. His trademark.
His trademark. That's his signature. It's his signature bit.
Ask for him by name. Now, we're done with all those guys, right? All the singers, though?
I didn't know that you had made that rule.
You did not
make that rule when your guy called in last. You did not make that rule.
Okay.
You simply make the rule when my guys call in.
Okay, no. I thought my guy called in, but then your guy called in after that.
And that's when you made the rule.
No, you agreed, though.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you also said, these guys are kind of slowing the show down now. These guys just call in and want to sing.
Yeah,
I mean, if you want an exemption, you want to keep him.
Yeah, no.
You know, tap your show.
Oh, these decisions. You know, after meeting with Kim, what am I going to do?
Keep him.
I don't know. I can't make these tough decisions. It's very difficult.
Okay, then he's out.
I know. You wanted him dead. He's dead.
No,
he's not. He's old. The material is old, and that's fine. I can. I can accept that.
Okay.
I can accept that now here, gentlemen.
We have to do a break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The Don and Mike Show. They're guys. Don and Mike.
Ha-ha. Here's the hotline. Hello. What about Whitefield?
They collect call from...
Jimmy.
Because my wife's at work today.
MCI WorldCom.
Didn't think she'd be calling.
Charges. Press 1 now or say yes. Thank you for using 1-800-COLLECT. Your call is connected.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man.
Hey, it's your brother Jim.
Hey.
My Earth Dog brother Jim. Hey, Jimmy, you know what?
What?
You can help out. We're going to do a contest right now.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to take a caller 100.
Yeah.
Now, when we get the caller on the line...
What is this, another vibrator contest?
No, no, no. It's just a call in to win. You happen to call at the same time as we're doing a caller 100 game.
And what number was I?
No, we haven't taken the caller yet.
Oh, well, I wanted to win something.
Well, you can't because you're my brother, you idiot.
Family members are ineligible.
So when we get caller 100,
yeah.
Please tell them they've won a Patriot Harley-Davidson prize pack.
A Patriot Harley-Davidson prize pack.
Right. Sounds like something your brother would like.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, handle it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with my brother Jim.
I am caller 100.
You're caller 100?
Yes, I am.
You won a Harley-Davidson prize package.
That is wonderful.
Patriot prize package.
Patriot Harley-Davidson's grand opening Saturday, 10 till 5, located on Route 50 West, Fairfax. Patriot Harley-Davidson. Live the legend. But wait, there's more. You, what's your name there, caller 100?
Gary.
Where are you from, Jerry?
Gary.
Terry, I'm sorry, where are you from, sir?
One more time, Gary.
Right, Mary, where are you from?
I'm in Gaithersburg.
Beautiful. You have qualified for Friday's weekly giveaway, a trip for two to WWF King of the Ring in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Pretty good stuff, Harry.
There we go.
Trip includes round-trip air, hotel tickets, WWF King of the Ring from Media General Cable, and airfare hotel courtesy Subway, the way a sandwich should be. Please make sure you are listening to Friday's show.
That doesn't suck, does it, Larry?
Sure doesn't.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, please.
Good luck, Barry.
Hold on. All right. Now let's get back to my brother. My real-life brother, the truck driver.
And he's got, are you in your new rig now and everything going well?
And I'm in that big fire engine red Peterbilt.
Oh,
now,
cool.
Are you on the road?
It is fast.
Are you on the road right now?
Yeah, I'm in Des Moines.
Des Moines? Oh, damn it. We're not on in Des Moines.
I figured that much.
You know, it just kind of makes my flesh crawl a little bit when I hear a 18-wheeler driver say, hey, it is fast.
Well, you know, my brother's like the worst. All right. You are one of those truck drivers that, like, goes in a left-hand lane all the time, right?
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Well, what do you ever get that baby up to?
It'll do 115.
Oh my God.
That's not too dangerous. Please tell me. Please tell me you
get a blowout.
No. Please tell me you don't do that.
Huh?
Please tell me you don't drive your truck that fast.
Hey, I left Fort Worth this morning.
Well, I'm not good at geography, so that what you're saying is you've made a lot of time?
It should have took me 12 hours. It took me about 8.
Did he say the S word?
No. He said it should have taken
it. It should have taken 12 hours.
It took him 8.
Oh, you know, Jimmy, that's not right. You better watch it, man. Smokey the Bear is going to be out for you.
What?
Smokey the Bear is going to be. I'm talking your trucker talk, man.
Three of them saw me here in Iowa, and they just kind of waved at me.
Are you the kind of trucker that if somebody gets, like, in front of you, you'll go like an inch away from their bumper?
No, I got a great big extended hood Peterbilt, so if you get a little compact car that close to me in front, I can't see them at all.
Oh, okay. That makes us feel better.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
I think about you every time I'm on a road, and even like that road that we took going up to Hagerstown, we did
right.
The show up there a couple of weeks ago. When you go up in a mountainous area,
mm-hmm.
when you're coming back down, when they have those ramps for runaway trucks where they have like a big thing of barrels filled with sand.
Yeah, or they have just a big pile of dirt at the end of a big strip that goes uphill.
End of a runaway truck ramp. Man,
I've always wanted to hit one of those. Just,
oh, Jimmy.
You know,
oh,
it'll slow you down.
Please be careful driving that truck. Please be careful.
And it's got all the amenities in it now? Do you have your TV in there?
It's got everything.
Okay, what does your new truck have?
It's got cruise, tilt wheel, telescopic wheel, it's got Jake brake, it's got a refrigerator, it's got everything but a toilet.
It's got a refrigerator?
Got a refrigerator, got double wide bed, you know, got a big double bed, closet.
Have you christened that bed yet?
Yeah, you ever get laid on the road?
Do you?
You ever get like a truck stop hooker?
No.
Do you have friends and ladies in every town on the road?
No. I'm always too busy to really stop. I'm trying to get back home, you know.
Yeah, too busy going from Dallas to Des Moines in 8 hours.
Yeah.
God, that's incredible.
What are you hauling?
Right now I got two sky lifts on the back of my trailer. You know what those are?
No.
Those things with the four wheels, and they got a big bucket that extends out like 60 feet, like to, you know, goes 60 feet up in the air.
Wow,
like
so you're hauling heavy equipment.
Well, it's not heavy. I think I got 26,000 pounds on it. When I get up to Minneapolis tonight, I'm going to jump in the bucket and play around with it.
What do you mean you could jump in the bucket? What's happening?
In the bucket on the sky lift.
It's like a cherry picker?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
What a life you lead. You know, I think it would be faster. We've got to go out to Sacramento tomorrow.
Right.
I think it would be faster for my brother to drive out here.
Sure.
And drive us to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't believe these kooky plane reservations that we have. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the company's always looking to save money.
Absolutely.
So they've got us booked on a Super Saver flight that will take us, as a matter of fact, to Dallas-Fort Worth.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Where we've got like about a five-hour layover before we get to Sacramento like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. It's going to be a wonderful itinerary.
This has got to be the only show in the world where we're traveling what should be, and I'm being conservative here, a four-hour air flight
right.
from D.C. to Sacramento, yet it will take us approximately 13 hours to get there.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, I'm going out to California next week.
Where are you going?
Oakley, just like a suburb of San Francisco.
Cool. That's kind of in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
You'll be able to pick up our Sacramento station. We don't have our San Francisco station yet.
Well, if you would not yet. The station that you're at, I could listen.
Jimmy, I can't because, you know, remember that new deal I was telling you about?
You're downsizing, I know.
Yeah, okay, right. I told Spring to the new deal. All of that is still happening, man.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now there's a new development today, maybe. You know, how ridiculous would it be if we ended up having to stay with Westwood One because of this new thing?
Oh. You never know. You never say never.
Oh, my God. With all the bad things we've said about Westwood One and stuff.
Well, who knows? You have to just wait and see.
I know. All right, well, what else happening, man?
Just going to be home Friday afternoon, and we're going to the... Jamie and I are going to go to the world's largest mountain man retreat.
My brother is such a goddamn redneck, isn't he?
Hey, but, you know, it's cool, though. It's like 40 miles from the house over there in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. It's the biggest one in the world.
The biggest mountain man retreat? What do you do there?
It's like buckskinners, you know? Like you were living 200 years ago.
Oh, really? Like Daniel Boone and all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
But again, what do you do after you watch a guy skin an animal? What do?
No, you know, they make all kinds of clothing and craft. I got about 16 deer skins that I'm taking over there.
And they're going to make a jacket for you or something like that?
I want a pair of pants and a jacket. And then
I can't imagine. I'm wearing my deer pants.
Huh?
I'm wearing my deer pants.
What? Leather. It's leather, man.
They'll make a pair of pants for you?
Yeah. Pants and a jacket and a shirt or a jacket.
How do you have a nice vest?
Yeah,
you can walk around with no shirt on, just your deer vest and your deer pants.
Do you have enough deer skins to make a pair of pants and a shirt?
Yeah, and Jamie's going to get a ankle-length dress.
Oh, then you could be the absolute deer couple.
That's fantastic. Will you sleep over there, or is it just a day trip?
Is there a teepee or something?
Come back home Saturday night.
Ah, so it's just a day trip.
Yeah.
Day trip.
I bet there'll be a lot of long beards at that thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I cut mine off.
Did you really? Why?
I got a goatee thing.
Oh.
Oh, really? And just as you cut yours off, I have a beard now.
Gee, really?
I swear to God, I do.
I bet you look goofy in a beard.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, I'm not all handsome like you. Kurt Cobain look-alike.
I didn't want to say it, though.
Yeah, right. So how's your new girlfriend? What was her name again?
Jamie.
Oh, she's the one you're taking up to this retreat?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's fine.
She's doing fine?
She liked the mountain man lifestyle as well?
She's gonna.
Taking her to the mountain man retreat.
Well, it's Father's Day weekend, so she can't really bitch about what I want to do.
Cool.
Well, but you're not the father of any of her children.
No, but I got one of my own.
So he's a father.
That's right.
And you're not going to be spending Father's Day with yours.
Yeah. That's why we're coming back Saturday.
Oh, I got you.
Rachel up Saturday evening and keep her all day Sunday.
Why don't you buy her like a little baby deer dress when you're up there?
Well, if I have enough, maybe then I'll get her, you know, like a dress or something. Maybe.
How many full deer skins do you have, Jim?
What's that?
How many full deer skins do you have?
I got 16, and then I got a few that I've used for different stuff that are just pieces now.
What, besides wearing them, what else do you do with the deer skins?
Oh, I've made a quiver for my arrows and stuff.
He wants to live back in medieval times.
Jesus. You know, we're exact opposites. I want to live in the future. I hate living now. I want to live in the future when you get to, like, be, we use the transporter beam to go places. And where you walk up to the wall and you say, iced tea, right?
No,
sweet and low.
I want horseback.
You want horseback? See, I want to ride a rocket ship.
Yeah.
You know, he's a man of the road. He's out there on the open road, you know, as guys have been doing for years and years.
Not me, man. I want Starship Enterprise. I want to welcome the food replicator. I want to say lemon chicken.
Say, I wish we could use that transport to get to Sacramento.
Oh, please. Yeah. No kidding. Well, all right, man. Have a safe trip home. Please, really, Jimmy, slow the frig down.
Well, it's, you know.
No, come on. Slow down, please.
Well,
generally truck drivers are awful out there.
No, they're not.
Yeah, and you're the perfect example. You just said that you go 115 miles an hour.
I only do that on the open road.
Oh my God!
In Oklahoma and Missouri and stuff.
No, that's just not safe. Just please drive safely.
I always do.
All right, who do you like? Who do you like in the NBA?
I don't know, the Bulls.
No, who do you like out of the teams? The two teams. Do you know the two teams in the finals?
Oh, no.
All right, that's New York and San Antonio.
New York.
New York?
Yeah.
New York.
Why?
I don't know. I don't follow basketball.
All right, let me ask you
something about deer hunting.
I hate deer hunting. Let me ask you something about, have you seen Austin Powers yet?
No.
Have you seen Star Wars yet?
No.
Have you seen The Mummy yet?
No.
When is deer season?
September 15th.
Have you seen The Matrix yet?
No.
Did you watch NASCAR this weekend?
No, I didn't. I had to leave Sunday afternoon.
Do you know who won the NASCAR race this weekend?
Dale Jarrett.
Yes, Dale Jarrett.
How many bucks can you keep during one hunting trip?
How many bucks?
Yeah.
Depends on what state.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Two.
Illinois.
I don't know.
Minnesota.
As many permits as you can get and shoot.
What is Dale Jarrett's car number?
88.
And what kind of car does he drive?
Ford.
Who is number two?
Rusty Wallace, Crybaby.
Crybaby.
Who's the biggest fag in NASCAR?
I don't know.
You don't know Jeff Gordon's the biggest fag in NASCAR?
Hey, don't talk that way about him. I like Jeff Gordon.
Oh, he didn't like that.
Oh, you know
he didn't like that.
You know they think Jeff Gordon's a fag?
He is not.
He is, too.
Look at his wife.
Well, she could be a beard, my friend.
I don't know. I think his wife is kind of a gold digger, though.
He's got a hottie wife, though, huh?
Yeah, she's kind of hot.
We've just done some math here, Jimmy.
What's that?
From Dallas-Fort Worth to Des Moines, Iowa, it's 740 miles an hour. If you went 60 miles an hour, that's a 12-hour drive with no traffic.
Right.
It's 740 miles.
Yeah,
right.
Yes. Yes, brains?
His average speed was 93 miles an hour.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
You better slow it down, man. My brother, Jim Source,
that doesn't
safety.
Count for the downhills or going uphill either.
Right, yeah. Jim Source, safety last. That's your motto. All right, man.
I wear my seatbelt, though.
He wears his seatbelt.
Because he cares. All right, well, please.
Get in front of me.
Please drive safely. For goodness sakes, you're the only member of the family that I still talk to.
Yeah, you're the only one I talk to, too.
There you go.
All right, I love you, man.
I love
later.
You too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
That's cool. He loves
freaking
his
hillbilly.
It's the second call in a row we've gotten where he is super happy. He loves his new truck.
God, he's so white trash.
He's going to be in Minnesota getting into the bucket tonight and going up and down.
And then going to get his deer shirt.
And his deer pants.
And his deer pants.
And a floor-length deer skirt for his honey.
All right, well, always good hearing from my brother Jim.
Yeah.
He is a sweet guy, but he is just as dumb as a box of rocks.
Well, 93 miles an hour in that kind of vehicle, you know.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
I can't even see the cars in front of me.
Oh, boy. Get out of the way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Gail. This is Big Dyke Gail calling from Sacramento.
Hello, Big Dyke Gail.
Hey, I just want to tell Big Dyke Show and Homo Joe that if they want to come to Sacramento and stay over at my house, I got a three-bedroom home waiting for them.
Well, unfortunately, Cheryl the Big Dyke, or as you called her, Big Dyke Cheryl, is not making the trip with us to Sacramento. I wish she would, but she can't make it. But Homo Joe is coming. Donna Mike, Homo Joe here.
And Dennis Murphy's coming also.
He should be arriving any moment.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to the phone. Your radio here. I'm kind of nervous right now.
That's all right.
And I can't wait. I got VIP passes ready to go in. I'm going to be on the steps about 12 o'clock Friday.
VID. Very important dyke.
It's Big Dyke Gale. Yeah.
All right, Big Dyke.
All right.
All right, thank you. We'll see you out there.
Love
you. Love you.
Love
all of our Big Dyke listeners.
That's
love
right.
you.
One
okay.
One more.
Bye-bye.
I'm really surprised my brother is a Jeff Gordon fan. It seems to me...
He didn't like that when you said Jeff Gordon was a fag.
No, it strikes me my brother would be, like, anti-Jeff Gordon, you know?
I would always think of your brother as a Dale Earnhardt guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
That's the kind of guy I would figure, you know, Dale.
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt.
How you doing?
Yeah, high five. We want to race.
Hello, John, on my show.
I'm trying to find out what time is the show going to be in Sacramento.
What were you drinking or eating?
Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
8:30.
8:30?
Right.
And what street is it going to be on in Sacramento or off the Memorial?
Oh, come on. It's going to be on Idiot Road. How am I supposed to know?
It's the Memorial Auditorium. It's a landmark in Sacramento. It's been there for a million years.
How are we supposed to know? Right. 3,000 miles away.
Big building.
3,023 miles away. It would take my brother approximately 4 hours to drive. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
If you count the uphill and downhill.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sure, Jimmy. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
This is Sterling Trickle.
Hey,
driver in NASCAR. I drive the pink Mary Kay Pacer, number 69.
What's this? Is this some kind of joke about Dick Trickle?
I believe so, yes. Dick Trickle being the funniest name in NASCAR.
Right. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yes, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, I just wanted to agree with you guys that Jeff Gordon is a fag.
All you know, right, if Dick Trickle married Chad Little, his name would be Dick Little Trickle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. This truck out here, and he told me there's no calls, and within 30 seconds, you guys are putting calls through. All I want to do is just talk to
you. Wait. I can't understand what you're saying. Could you pick up your phone, please?
I'm on my phone. I'm in an 18-wheeler truck. I just called. You said they're not taking calls.
Who said?
I didn't really care if I got on the air. I just wanted to pass through to Jimmy.
Who said they're not taking calls? Was it one of our lackeys?
Yeah.
All right, well, obviously they were mistaken. Here's another one, America's safe truck drivers.
Mm-hmm. God, see how agitated he gets?
I know.
It's all that caffeine and Vibrin.
He's hepped up on goofballs.
That's right. Don't argue with him, though.
Hello, Donald Mike Show.
Yeah.
What?
How you guys doing? I was wondering if you guys could give one of my... guys that work with me a redneck test or some sort.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
19.
What type of test would you like us to give him?
I mean, just like...
This is not Jeff Foxworthy, okay? Oh, I saw last night.
Right.
There's a name from the past, you know? I'd almost forgotten about him.
Last night, when I was watching a little TNN,
mm-hmm.
because they were doing a special on Shania Twain.
You were playing the remote again, weren't you?
Mm. Oh, I want to talk about Shania Twain also. Remind me, we have to do a break now so Dude Walker can get on. Damn all these commercials. But remind me, I want to talk about Shania Twain's teeth.
Oh, really? Bad teeth?
Her original teeth.
Her original teeth? Horrible?
Right. Yeah, very bad.
Well, she comes from a very poor family. Right.
So I was watching the Shania Twain special, and they came on with a promo for, like they have on TNN, the equivalent of A&E Biography.
Right.
And they were doing the life and times of Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy?
How could you possibly work that into an hour-long show?
His love of animals.
All right, here's Tony in Albuquerque. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Hey, man, I got this trucker friend. I was at a party last night, and he was telling me, and he claims this is true, swears to God, that he gets up out of the seat of his truck. He says the road has ruts in it so bad from the sun heating up that he actually puts his truck on cruise control at like 60, gets up out of his seat, and I guess he goes in the sleeper or whatever it is, and he says he...
And you believed him?
Oh, please.
No, seriously, I told him, come on.
No, not seriously.
Yeah, right. Come on. Please. The guy puts his truck on cruise control, and he goes back into the sleeping compartment?
Well, listen, he said the ruts in the road are so bad that he
hits
the front.
Right. The ruts in the road are so bad, it's just like a train track.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. This is the last call. Hello, Laura.
Yes. I wanted to talk about how Kathy Lee was busting Pat Sajak's anatomy today.
She was talking about his genitals?
Well, I can't say the word.
What, his penis?
I only heard her talking about Pat Sajak's wife wearing a thong.
Well, she did do that, but she keeps referring to the fact that he his job is stupid and he's lucky to be with her.
Right.
Well, what did she say about his penis?
Oh, no, she didn't say anything about it. I was using a euphemism thing. She was emasculating him.
Okay.
Yeah. Goodbye.
I thought you were going to say about, you know, that I miss something. She was talking about his thing.
Goodbye. Oh, and let's do the trivia question. Millennium 2000. Incidentally, Pat Sajak's here. He has a very small piece.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
I am the thing from Uranus.
The Don and Mike Show. Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Rita was disgusted with me because when she came into the television room at our place up at the beach, I had turned off the NFL Europe, and I was watching NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
And on her skewed scale of me watching TV,
yes,
the fact that I watch NFL Europe, that's pathetic, but that's okay because I love football so much.
Your passion for football.
Right. It's like when she came in and I was watching NASCAR, she said, I have lost a tremendous amount of respect for you. And I said, why? And she said, how come you're not watching football? I said, well, it was a commercial. I said, and look at this. They got cameras in the cars.
Right.
They show this guy's got like an oil spill on the big windshield of his car.
Well, how long is your ability to stay with that, though? Because, I mean, even with that...
About 10 minutes.
Yeah, oh, okay. Not bad. 10 minutes. That's something that's probably
the
average. Yeah,
but it was the 10 minutes that she walked in the room, though.
Mm. So she thought you could have been there maybe for a half an hour.
Yeah, and I do like watching the guys when they go into the pits.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty intense when you think of all the crap those guys do to those cars in like 17 seconds.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, there are tremendous amounts of fans. I mean, isn't that on the upward curve as far as popularity in the United States?
Very NASCAR? Sure, now. Yeah, I don't know how you could watch a whole race, though.
No, I mean...
What a bore.
At a certain point, it's like, okay, you know, you see the shot inside the car, you see the pit crew, and then, okay, time to move on.
And then I knew for sure that I wasn't going to stay with it when they said, there has not been one caution flag today. I said, what, nobody's crashed? Goodbye.
They're running smooth today. See you later, Don.
I'm back to the Scottish Claymores and the Amsterdam Admirals. And Barcelona kicks ass. I know I've told you that before, but the Barcelona Dragons rule.
Rhine Fire still playing in the league?
Yeah, Frankfurt Galaxy. The Berlin Thunder.
We love the Frankfurt Galaxy and the Rhine Fire.
You know what else is great about being at the beach on the weekend?
What?
The fact that when you go to church at the beach, you don't have to dress like you're going to church.
Right.
When I went to church on Sunday morning, no lie, this is what I had on.
Swimsuit?
First off, very close. I didn't shower.
Right.
I just got up. I did the thing where I put a little deodorant on,
mm-hmm.
put a little cologne on.
God knows.
Well, God's okay with that.
He's okay. I mean, look, for years and years, people didn't even have running water.
I had shorts on.
Right.
A pair of shorts I'd worn the day before, a T-shirt with the sleeves cut off, and flip-flops.
Right? And you were like everybody else in there?
Yeah. You go into church, and it's like everybody's dressed like that in there. It's fantastic.
Priest dressed like that, too?
No.
See, I pay extra money for that. I donate more to the collection. If I
priest had his priest clothes on.
Priest clothes, like the robes with the sleeves cut out.
Hey, dudes.
And shades on.
Flip-flops. Hey, dudes. I bet a lot more people would go to church if they would relax the dress codes, though. And they're just a different mindset at the beach. I mean, it's the same.
Right.
Same church crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to sit through the same lecture every week, and then you got to do all the same, riggedy moo out of the book, and then you go up and
makes the peace be with you a little more gamey, but it's not that.
Is it a faster service? I remember I used to go to church at the beach. They would have the service done in like 25 minutes.
No, it's 45 minutes, and they go to the early service because there's no singing.
Now, when you say go to church at the beach, what did they carve the altar out of sand or? What?
No,
I mean, we're talking about there is a building, right?
Down on 3rd Street, Mike.
I was just curious. You know, you kept saying when I go to church at the beach, you know, I was just like, what is there? You know, the service right before. For the volleyball tournament or what?
Oh, would I love that. Go to church on my boogie board. That would be fantastic. You know, when you're coming back from the beach, or when you're coming back from any trip,
right?
This is a great feeling, and I hate it when I'm caught in the opposite. But this morning when I was coming back, I got off Route 50 and I got onto the Beltway.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got onto the Beltway at New Carrollton, I noticed that there was an accident on the other side of the Beltway,
mm-hmm.
and it had traffic backed up all the way to 270. So you're talking about a 17-mile backup.
This area has gone nuts. I mean, it's almost impossible to drive around here.
Because of this accident? And for whatever reason, I was loving it. Because I'm on the other side.
And you just saw the people and you just,
So as soon as I saw the wreck, and I saw that as far as I could see, there were cars that were backed up, I hit my odometer.
Right.
Because I figure, I'm going to see how long this backup is.
Right.
And I'm just cruising along.
Right.
You know, just having a good time driving. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing 7 miles. 8 miles. 9 miles.
And this is a parking lot, just not moving at all?
Not moving at all. Mm. It was like 9:30 in the morning. It's rush hour on the Beltway.
Right.
When it got to 10 miles, I was thinking, oh, my God, if I was in that, I would be out of my skin right now.
In a lot of those situations, you know, you have no options. There's nowhere to bail out.
Right, nowhere they could go. But when you're looking at it from the opposite direction,
right?
Oh, is it a great feeling. Because the road ahead of you is wide open.
So long, suckers.
Yeah, absolutely. I said, oh, my God, you idiot. Look at me. I'm driving.
It's the worst. We have the worst. I think we officially now in the Washington, D.C. area, we have the worst in the nation.
Mm-hmm. I'm just loving that. I know it'll probably come back karma-wise, and I'll be in the next big backup, but for this morning, it was pretty great. All right, the last thing, this thing at Walmart. Going to Walmart. And we got to buy some Walmart stuff. You know the stuff you go to Walmart for, like oil for the car and charcoal lighter fluid.
Stuff you go to Walmart for.
The stuff most right-thinking Americans go to Walmart for.
You're still maintaining that. You're foolish. You should go to the...
Well,
join us, Don. Join us with all the things that you need in a safer and cleaner environment.
I want to tell you why I'm mad at Walmart.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, you go into Walmart, you could get a television set, put it in your cart, and drive around with it. You could get a CD player.
Sure.
You could get a cordless telephone. You could get any item that that costs up to thousands of dollars.
Picnic table.
You take it right off the shelf, and you put it right into your cart, and you walk all around the store with it.
Right.
They have a slightly different policy for beauty and toilet aids.
Really?
Now, what I wanted was the aftershave that I love is CK1.
Okay.
And, like, if you go into Tower Records, it's $50. Well, in Walmart... It's $29 a bottle.
Right.
So that's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that, and I say, I got it. I'm going to buy a bottle of this.
Okay.
Now, I go to open up the case because it's in a glass case. There's a lock on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to get one of the Walmart helpers to come over.
Well, you know? There's your first problem.
One of the girls in the smocks. I say, right. Hey, honey, I'd like to buy something in this case. Can you help me?
Are they as friendly as they are on TV?
Yeah, she was moderately friendly.
Okay, that's good.
This is not why I had the problem.
All right.
Problem's coming up. She opens up the case. She gets it out for me. I said, great. Thank you. I put it in the cart. She says, oh, no. You can't put it in the cart. I said, why? She said, because I either have to walk you up right now to the register to watch you check out with that, or I have to take that at customer service. Then when you get to the register, you tell them that you have something at customer service. Right? And I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, you know, I could go over and buy a cellular phone that costs $500, and I could put it right in my cart, and it's just a $30 thing of aftershave.
That's right. When it comes to your pretty smelling lotion, they don't consider you a customer. They consider you a thief.
Well, it seemed like a stupid policy, but I wasn't going to debate it with her. I said, okay, fine. I've got some other stuff to get.
Right.
Thank you for your help. I continued around the store, got the crap I needed. Now I get up to the checkout line, and this is where the problem is.
Okay.
Because the lady's ringing up all my items, doing on that beep beep thing, and she says, okay, is there anything else? And I said, yes. I said, I have a bottle of cologne that the lady told me at the health and beauty aids would be over at the customer service.
Right.
She says, I don't know anything about that.
Oh.
I said, no, really, they keep it behind a case.
Right.
And she told me, and the lady cut me off, she goes, hold on a minute. She gets on the intercom, and this is not to which I swear to God, on the intercom.
Customer service to check out line 10. Someone can please get this man his CK1 aftershave.
All right, so that's being helpful right there. Right.
So a lady comes over, and she says, what happened? And I had to tell another lady the whole story.
Okay.
I'm over there. They get it out of the case. She wouldn't let me have it. She told me it would be at the customer service desk. Lady says, okay. Now, keep in mind, while this is going on, there's 10 people in line behind me.
Of course. And it's adding to the stress of the moment.
If I'm one of those people in line, just like on the Beltway, if I'm going against the traffic, everything's great. But if I was one of those people that was in line behind me, oh, I'd be pissed at whoever the guy was that slowed up the line.
And you're aware of the people in back of you, and
I'm
that's
very
not making
aware.
It any more pleasant.
And I'm turning around to them, and I'm giving them this look. I'm shrugging my shoulders like, sorry about this.
What can I do?
Right? So then the lady comes back, and she says, there's nothing at the customer desk.
Oh.
I will have to go over and get you, what is it you wanted again? And I said, you know, I feel like the biggest fag in the world. I go, CK1. CK1?
Yes, that is my pretty smelling cologne.
I said, just Calvin Klein one. I said, it's in a brown.
or as you like to call it, perfume.
yeah, perfume.
I want my perfume.
So it's in a brown box. Okay, I will go get it. So she goes to get it. Now, meanwhile, some of the people in line have scattered.
Right.
They've gone to other registers.
Mm-hmm.
And every time somebody comes up in line, the woman, my checker, she says, I'm going to be a while. This fella's waiting for his CK1 perfume, and I had to send somebody over to get it for him.
This fella here that should be wearing a dress because he's getting perfume from our wonderful employee.
Now, at this point, I thought, I'll bag it.
Right.
But, hey, you save $20. You save $20, so I'm going to wait.
Significant savings.
So I'm put on the defensive because every time somebody comes to get in line,
right.
And, you know, the woman that went to get this, she was not the sharpest stick
right.
in the drawer.
And at this point, you're not feeling that little yellow smiley face is grinning at you.
No. So people are coming up, and there was one woman, bless her heart, that would not leave. She's very nice. She was right behind me in line. And I turned around and said, I'm really sorry. I just wanted to buy this stuff because it's cheap here.
Right.
She said, no problem. She's smiling. She had a little kid with her. Well, she finally went to another line when the lady 5 minutes later comes over and... Listen, I'm sorry. She had the wrong stuff.
No.
There's like two CK1. There's
right.
one regular Calvin Klein. There's one called CK1. She had the one on the black box.
Oh,
and I looked at her and I said, that's the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
She's real loud. Well, this is the Calvin Klein you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no. It's CK1. That's CKB.
Right.
She looks at the box and she goes, it's Calvin Klein. And meanwhile, everybody at all of the checkout lines,
right.
Now maybe I'm exaggerating because it's the way I felt, but I feel like every eye in the place is on me. She goes, all right, I'll go back and get it. I said, listen, I'll just come with you and show you. Then the checker says, no, you can't leave because I haven't finished ringing you up here yet.
It's buku convenient.
Christ. So I'm standing there, and everybody now has gotten out of line. And if this checker said it to one person, I swear to Jesus she said it to 15 people. Every time somebody gets in line, I don't know how long this is going to be. He needs his special cologne that we had to go back and get for him. So finally the lady...
He is the reason you are all being inconvenienced.
The lady comes, and she has it, and my checker, here's what she does. So she hands it to her. I said, mm-hmm. listen, thank you for your help.
Right.
There's one lady who had been in line. She's in the next line over, and I said, hey, I'm sorry, they finally got it. But now the checker wants to do this. She looks, she goes, so, this is what all the fuss is about, huh? She's looking at it. Now, there are more people waiting in line now.
Right.
And now the slowdown is the fact that this woman is studying this like the way a monkey looks at a banana.
Why don't you tell me what makes this damn
yeah.
stuff so special?
She looks at it, she goes, $29.95. That is expensive. She goes, do you really like this? Yes, I really like it. Please just friggin' check me out of here.
May I try some on?
The whole experience... took me maybe 20 minutes.
You know, after what you went through, if you had been at Target, your whole purchase, everything, comped. would have gotten it all for free. And they would have put it on. They would have sprayed it on you. The massage people would have sprayed it on you.
Well, I don't understand it. I really don't understand why you could walk in a store and you can buy any high-ticket item and just take it off the shelf and put it in your cart. But if you want to get, like, perfume or aftershave,
right.
you got to get a special guy to come over, and they don't trust you enough.
Sure.
You
got
to walk you to the checkout counter.
That's because theft prevention rules the day.
And mm-hmm. I felt all of the eyes burning into the back of my head as I was
that
standing
is because
in line there.
They care about, you know, they want to prevent people from stealing.
Right.
Not necessarily. And that's retail everywhere. I mean, that's, you know, the number one rule of retail now is keep people from stealing.
I wasn't going to steal anything. I was just going to buy the damn stuff.
He wanted that special CK1, but I just know he would have put it inside his jacket if I turned away. That's why we keep it secured behind a glass case, and then we have to specially bring it up to the register and tell everybody that he is buying his special CK1
perfume.
And
that was the worst. Every time some guy would come up to the register, like the rake or something,
that's right.
guy that just wanted to come up and buy one item, she'd go, don't come to this register. We're waiting for his special cologne. And then I would have to turn and look at the person like, hi.
Sure.
I'm the special cologne guy. How are you?
Of course, you can roll the TV around the store and you can
yeah.
bring that up. You said you can't fit that under your jacket.
Right.
That's right. The CK1, though, you can put that right in his drawers. He could put that right inside his drawers, couldn't he, Adley? Yes,
and I really had to stop myself on the way out. Then with a greeter, you know,
right.
I'm leaving the store and I'm so pissed. And she's, have a nice day. Did you enjoy your experience? I want to say, F you, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Shove it.
And, you know, don't you always question the sincerity? No matter how nice those people are, don't you realize? I mean, I feel cheap because I know they're getting paid to say that to me. Like, you walk in, and it's always that same kind of guy, you know. How you doing? Hello there. Yes, even when I have my kids. Well, aren't you a pretty little girl? Yes, sir. And I always look at him, and I don't trust him. So, yeah, okay, yes. Keep walking, Catherine. The nice man said that to you because he's being paid to say it.
So I just like to say, F Walmart.
No.
Officially, I would like to say that right now. And F. Sam Walton.
Ah, well, we in the Target family welcome you. It's still...
I'm not saying I'm going to stop at a bourgeois store like Target, Mike.
Let me tell you right now, I have never had that kind of problem in Target. And you know how much. I've spent really a third of my income in that store. And I'll tell you right now, it's always... If there's some problem like that, there's always somebody there to take care of business. There's always somebody there that comes to the rescue. You got a line, immediately they open another register.
All right.
There are people constantly in Target, constantly floating around the store just to put out fires like the situation you had.
I will consider your Target now.
Absolutely. I'll take you there sometime. They know me now.
There'd be nothing more special than you and I going shopping together at Target.
You know, what we could do seriously on some Saturday morning, if you're not at the beach, you just come out to where I live, we go to Bob Evans for breakfast, and then we go right down to the Target. Or if you're really special, I could take you to the Old Country Buffet. And we could have a breakfast of fried chicken.
Rob?
Yes.
Where did you eat this weekend?
No, I didn't eat there.
Oh, Rob, you're going to hurt me now. You're going to hurt
me. Come on, get on my ground.
Rob had
Tell
a bad
now.
Experience in the iron skillet, which it was just absolutely, I consider that a miracle that happened to you.
There was, seriously, Mike, it looked like a quarter inch of skin on the gravy one. I mean, the first thing I got, like, the buffet when you come in.
You went to the buffet.
I didn't go to the buffet.
Did you special order your breakfast?
I didn't order anything.
Did you go to the buffet?
I looked at the buffet.
You looked at the buffet?
I did. Well, it's
and
right
that's
there.
How, that is how, did you special order your breakfast?
I didn't like the layout
breakfast.
Of the restaurant either. Because first,
did you order biscuits?
All I had was a Pepsi, and I threw down $2, and I left, and I went to Wendy's.
So how can you possibly pass judgment if you didn't eat the food, man?
I didn't like the atmosphere. You eat with your eyes as well.
Oh, my God, the iron skillet. Rob, if you had stayed there, and you had just taken away this little...
There are some restaurants that Mike feels a real strong allegiance to.
Oh, my God.
Now, this iron skillet is one of them.
You know, if you had just, you know, put in the back pocket this little skin-on-the-gravy prejudice that you happen to have, and you sat down and ordered biscuits and gravy...
It's a white trash diner, right?
I wouldn't call it a diner.
Blasphemy! Damn all of you! A white trash diner, some of the finest food. They do things with flour that we all wish we could do with flour.
Also, there was a lot of smokers there.
Yes, in the section. That's why, excuse me, that's how you say non-smoking.
And also, do they serve all the food on those iron skillets?
Yes.
That's funny.
That's part of the charm.
They serve the food on skillets.
Look at how serious he is.
That's part of the charm. You get your food. Like, if you order some griddle cakes, they serve it on a hot iron skillet. That's why the restaurant is called the Iron Skillet, and that's why it's the finest place for breakfast
Then I will go back. Then I will go back.
I, too, would have probably been a little concerned if I saw skin on the gravy.
I mean, that just... To me.
You have a bad problem with that, like when you were younger or something?
No, not at all. I'm sure the skin probably
tastes... So they leave the gravy out at Thanksgiving or something
sure
like that?
Sure, it would taste fine.
Oh,
but
Rob.
What is skin on the gravy? For those of us that are not gravy savvy.
I can explain.
Gravy savvy.
Skin on the gravy is, for example...
I hate gravy. For the record, I hate gravy.
You love my gravy.
Yeah, no, you hate gravy. What are these barbs? I feel like I'm just being... I really feel like I'm being stabbed in the heart here. You hate gravy?
Yes, I do.
You hate gravy?
Yeah.
My God, let me tell you something.
Who hates
skin on the gravy? If you let...
What is skin on the gravy?
If you let gravy sit out, okay?
Right.
Gravy's number one component probably is...
fat.
It's fat. Drippings. Drippings from a previously murdered animal, and that's what goes into gravy. Then you put a little milk in it, or you can put a little butter in it. You can put some flour in it. There's a lot of fat, but if you let it sit out, just like a good pudding, it's going to develop a thick, unattractive skin on the top of
like a film, you mean?
Like a film.
Right.
It almost congeals.
Okay.
I'm defending you. I love gravy.
I'm just astonished.
Okay.
I mean, all right. Sorry I brought it up.
Can I say one thing, though?
Yes.
While I'm here.
Rob and I are serious. What you're hearing right now is...
This is like a friggin' David Brinkley show about gravy.
This sort of relates to gravy. I'd like to thank the people at Busch Gardens for installing two fat guy seats on their Alpengeist ride.
Rob was very happy that the roller coaster had larger seats for men of larger girth.
There are two large seats on the Alpengeist in rows 4 and 5, and I must tell you, it was so comfortable.
That's
there
right.
was like a recliner in the air.
Special fat guy seats.
Yes, it was, because they said...
Special for gravy lovers.
Oh, there was skin on the gravy. It said, if you're... chest approaches 52 inches, you might not be comfortable on the alpenguys. So I started to panic.
So you got your own special seat.
Well, I had to wait in, you know, lines 4 or 5 only, but it was great. It was truly comfortable. And you know what? There's, you know how the thing goes over you, like the shoulder harness, and there's a buckle?
Yeah.
There's 2 buckles on this.
Wow. So
extra strong for fat guys.
That's
Thank
great.
You, August Bush.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Almost as exciting as when they invented the thing that helps you go up and down stairs automatically. You know, the seat. But stairs are simply too much trouble. Here you go. You can just sit there and you can press a button and go upstairs as you're drinking your gravy.
Hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
The Don and Mike Show. No, they're not retarded. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How do these year-round Christmas stores stay in business?
Bargain price.
No, but I'm amazed.
I got that one pretty quick, didn't I?
I'm amazed that whenever I go to Ocean City,
right,
I see this big place on Coastal Highway,
right,
like Santa's Workland,
right,
right, and I drive by, and every time I drive by, the parking lot is goddamn full of women going in. I check my watch. It's like the 10th of June.
You will find that Christmas is such a pleasant holiday that most of us wish for it to be year-round. Therefore, Christmas is Christmas when you walk in the doors of the store.
I mean, I understand maybe, you know, October, November, right, heading up to... But who goes to a Christmas store in June, and how do they stay in business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the first thing I wanted to mention. Second thing I want to mention?
Just want to go on the record and say I answered that question, and now you know all the answers about that.
How come people are so stupid when you go to the car wash that's attached to a gas station? Now, here's what I mean. You know, you go to the station, and it says, do you want to wash with this?
Right.
So you push yes, and then it prints you out a little code on your receipt. And, you know, these are the cheap washes, not like going to Mr. Wash or something.
One where your car stays in the same place and the
machine
comes over you.
Right.
Yeah, with its greasy little, like, plastic. They don't have the brushless, right? Don't they have the little plastic?
It's like a robot arm.
Right.
The one that I go to at the Exxon, it's like this robot arm that spins around like crazy.
Do they even have brushes of any kind?
No, they're brushless. But you got, like, 5 of these robot arms that are going every which way that shoot out the wax and stuff. Why is it such a challenge for people when they go to these things to punch the code in?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love them. I love it because a lot of times you get it free when you fill up on gas. It's a cheap way to get your car washed. And frankly, it's a big hassle to go to the real car wash. But I always feel like I get ripped off when I go to the real car wash.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get everything, it's like $20.
Right. Yeah, and it's not that good. Mm-hmm. Especially when they, you know, when they drive the thing and they just do one pass on the back of the trunk, and it's like you see just a streak of dirt where the machine, the ultimate technology of the machine was not able to successfully wash your car.
So I always go to the cheap ones, and I did it on Saturday, and I did it again on Sunday. And on Sunday, the guy actually caught me. I always do this when I'm in the car. Now, I was in the car by myself, and I've got my gas, and I pull up, and there's a guy that's inside the car wash, the guy waiting to go, and then me. So the guy that's in the car wash, he gets his car washed, he goes.
Right.
The guy in front of me, it's like the whole time he was sitting there, he didn't even look at the little jack-in-the-box thing where you're punching your code.
He thinks it's all going to happen magically.
So now the guy in front of him leaves.
Right.
And he won't even start punching his code in until the guy is... like, out of the parking lot, and he can see him driving down the road. Then the window goes down, and here's what I say. I see him just looking at it. He's looking at it. He's looking back at his receipt.
Right.
He's looking back at it. He's looking back at his receipt. And I said, you dumb bastard! Put the code in!
Was he talking to the machine at all?
No, he wasn't saying anything.
Please watch my car!
Now,
I am sitting here, and I am waiting for you to watch my car.
Now, the guy obviously didn't hear exactly what I said. I mean, I had my windows up and the AC on, but he must have heard like, because the guy turned around and shot me a look.
Like, Is he yelling at me?
Right. So again, he starts with this,
right,
and I see his hand go out, and this has happened a million times I go to these places.
Right.
I see him punch the code in, and he sits there, and the green light comes on, which means drive your car in.
Right.
The guy just sits there. He sits there. I honk the horn. I go, beep. He turns around and gives me the look. Like, hey, what's your problem, bud? What I want to know is, how come people are so goddamn stupid? I guess that's the point of that.
It's the American educational system.
It's the simplest thing in the world to figure out. You punch the code in.
A lot of people will look at the number, and then by the time they look at the number, turn to the machine, get their hand lined up for where the color code is.
They forget what the number is.
They forget, and then they have to go back, and then they screw it up a few times.
He's just a total moron.
Did he finally get into the thing?
This guy pissed me off. Yeah, and he gets in there, and then he was one of these guys. He gets in there, and you know you have to drive your car to a certain spot
right.
so that the green light turns red.
Much too complicated for that type of thing. For not having a human being there, there's much too much required of the driver.
This guy...
You have to go up like on a little, a little lift, right?
Like, it's not tough.
I hate those things.
It's not tough, because the guy gets in there, and I see now, back and forth of the car, back and forth.
Right.
It's green, then it's red, then it's green, then it's red. It's like the guy can't get the car properly balanced in
this
there.
Is not the best car watch I've ever had.
That's maddening, man.
Would you please, Mr. Machine, please wash my car. I have to get home to eat these biscuits.
People are so stupid. They're probably the same people, same stupid people can't do the same stupid people to go to year-round Christmas stores.
Right. Well, see, but I went to a year-round Christmas store right after Christmas because I knew they'd have good sale prices on, like, Christmas
Understood.
Lights and stuff like that.
But, hey, it's the 10th of June.
Well, I've never been a big fan of that whole Christmas in July thing anyway.
I don't get that. And it's not just, like, June and July. These places are open year-round. And I know that they're not just at Ocean City. They're all over the place.
Well, you're familiar with the fact that they have collectibles in those Christmas stores. They have, like, all sorts of little Christmas scenes, and they have little toy houses and little toy people.
Christmas
so
scenes.
It's that Beanie Baby.
Christmas scenes,
it's
though.
It's a tourist trap. It's trendy, and it's nifty, and they get a constantly rotating clientele because people are coming into Ocean City from everywhere, and it rains a day, and let's go to the Christmas store for biscuits.
It's like Beanie Babies. They're similar to Beanie Babies.
Right.
Like the lady that was in front of me in the store over the weekend who was checking the chart for Beanie Babies, and all I was trying to do was buy two little stuffed animals for my daughters. Just two little stuffed animals, and I waited in line a half an hour while this lady was going over, pouring over this meticulous out-of-stock Beanie Babies, out-of-print, or whatever they're little pieces of felt with stuffing in them, and they're out of service. And she stood there for 20 minutes going over this line with the glasses down on the end of her nose saying, all right, now this one, you have that in stock? Yeah. And I'm sitting there going,
have you been in a McDonald's?
No.
Try going into McDonald's.
Not me. I don't eat the stuff. It's bad for you.
I have my son and a couple other kids at McDonald's, and the drive-through line this weekend was like 20 miles long, so I said, boys, let's just go inside. We went inside. There's only like five people in line, but it took us 30 minutes because the people in front of us were like, because they got a Beanie Baby promotion going.
Right.
And they got a sign up there where they got, this one's sold out, this one's sold out, this one's in stock. So the woman turned around and goes, now... Talk to her kids. Do you want Blinky the Whale? Or do you want Sammy the Tiger?
And they go nuts for it.
Yeah, and the kids are like, Mommy, I don't know. I want to see them all. You know, and I just want to buy a hamburger for my kid.
Right.
That's all I wanted to do.
Have you tried the new steak, egg, and cheese bagel that they offer at McDonald's?
I have not, Mike.
I had one before the screening that we had the other day, and I'd like to personally thank the slacker, the dumb boy that was working back there. This kid was probably, it looked like he was 13 years old, but he had a growth spurt. He was just standing back there, and he goes, here you go. After 20 minutes, and I ordered the bagel, steak, egg, and cheese bagel, and then he handed it to me, and I just wanted to get through, which is the biggest mistake. The longer it takes in the drive-thru line, the more you have to wait and check your order to make sure it's right, because they're going to screw something up.
Right.
So he hands me this bagel, the steak, egg, and cheese bagel that I'm going to have before the movie on Friday morning, and I shoot through, and it's in a tiny little bag, and I like that, because it shows the people in back that I'm not eating a tremendous amount of food. So I get the little bag, and I go, and then I look in, and I notice there are no napkins. So at that moment, I say, okay, maybe it's one of those dry meat things, but au contraire, more.
This is very moist, right?
More grease and goo coming out of it, and I'm having to eat this thing out the window of the car. I'm biting the pieces because I had nothing. I had nothing in the car, and we were going to the screening, and I didn't want, it was the beginning of the day, so I'm leaning out there, and I'm just eating this thing, and because the slacker guy was sitting there going, have a nice day, and didn't decide to put two pieces of paper that are called napkins
right.
in the bag.
So, Michael, back me up on this. This is the worst McDonald's in America. This one over by the radio station.
Officially, you could
down the street.
You could do a survey of the McDonald's restaurants
right.
across the Fruited Plain.
All of them.
You would go to this one right here on the corner. Right here.
Yeah, okay.
And it is the single
okay.
worst one.
All right,
we've
got a hot button here. Settle down, boy.
Buzz and I almost were late for an appearance one night because we were in the same line as the guy was going, "Hey, how am I there?"
Yeah.
I said, "Pardon me?" And then I said, "Pardon me?" Three times. I said, "What? May I take your order?" Drove me nuts.
I not only didn't get napkins when I sat there after the appearance the other day, I didn't get the fries and the Coke, and I bought a meal. I mean, they have no idea what they're
doing.
It's
the drive-thru rule. You got to check. When it's slow service, bad service, you always have to check.
That's why I go to Burger King.
Mm-hmm. I really do, because when you go to Burger King,
like when I go there, when I take my kid and stuff, it drives them crazy at McDonald's, because after we waited in line for the Beanie Baby, all
right,
that crap,
right.
I got up there and I said, okay, the kids would like three number twos. That's like the Big Mac. And I said, for me...
Always makes me laugh, that order, too.
For me... I would like a hamburger, but I would like just a hamburger. I'm on this protein thing. I don't eat the carbs, so I don't eat the bun, and I don't want the ketchup, and I don't want the mustard.
Oh, where's the fun in that?
I said, I just want just a hamburger. I said, you know, if you got to, you can give me the bun. I'll just throw it away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Although, just put a quarter pounder in the packet. The guy looked like I said to him, "What is the theory of relativity?"
Mm-hmm.
The guy looked at me. He's like, "Oh." Turns around.
It's like the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah, turns around and says to the guy back there, "I need a quarter pounder. Plain."
Right.
Like, and then all the migrant workers that are working back at the stove, they're all like pissed off, like, because it's something out of the ordinary.
Right. Right. Now, that's when you listen real carefully in the kitchen, because if you hear a...
Yeah.
If you hear that sound,
no,
you're in trouble. And about that bun thing, next time, bring them in. We'll eat them.
That's why I like going to Burger King better, because they can handle it there. You pull up there and you say, "Listen, I want a hamburger with nothing on it. Just give me the hamburger." Yeah. See? Pull right up to the window. They got it taken care of.
It's just nuts. It's fast food. That's
right.
That's always the concept I have in my mind when you get in those drive-through lines. You think fast food. That the only reason really you're here is because you want something fast. And if it's over 25 minutes, what is the point? You could have actually gone to a real nice place, gotten out of the car, and sat down and had a nice little meal.
And furthermore, if I don't get napkins,
mm-hmm.
I will just use the bag.
Well, that's what I ended up using.
As a napkin.
Yeah. But, I mean, the bag, you know, we were talking about this product. It was very delicious. It was the bagel. And incidentally, I went to McDonald's twice. I had a number two after that, too.
Oh, I'll bet.
As a matter of
really,
fact.
A real number two, or did you have
a real number two?
The value meal number
at
two.
The mall.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The bag was not sufficient to absorb all the... I mean, this was... I have no idea what the calorie level was and what the fat content
about
was.
About a million.
I mean, they really should have, like, a paramedic outside the McDonald's when they serve us. But it was tasty. It was tasty.
But listen, after I got done with all this other crap, these people drive me crazy at the car wash. And then I had this thing at Walmart that I want to tell you about. I was able to get all out of my system when I took the boys paintballing.
Oh, you went again.
And I have become... Rambo.
Are you skilled now in the art of paintball?
At paintball. Now listen, I'm a big pacifist. I'm a big pussy. I've never been in a fight in my life. I hate guns. But I gotta tell you, I don't know. Maybe my father was a redneck or something.
Right. Because,
you know, I don't really know who my parents are.
Because
I'm adopted. But I have taken to this paintball, and I found that I am a killing machine.
You honed and refined your skills in the areas of paintball.
It was me against five boys. Killed them all.
Mm.
I killed every one of them.
That's like a reversal from 3 weeks ago,
right?
Where you got dusted.
Right.
Congratulations.
Because I figured out what you do.
Wow.
All you do is just... Now, it took me like 100 paintballs to kill each kid. Because all I do is just run around, and I go behind the bunkers, and I just leave my finger on the trigger the whole time. So it's the whole time just...
So the amount of ammo... Is the key to success in paintball?
That's my key to success.
That's good.
But, oh, I killed them all. Killed all five of them in one game.
You have your own gun now, right?
No, not yet. I still rent the gun. I won't buy the gun.
Really?
No, won't buy it.
Okay. Well,
thinking about it, though.
Your birthday's coming up at the end of the summer.
Maybe.
I got dibs on that, everybody.
All those extra paintballs in your trunk of your car?
I went through 500 of them this weekend.
Wow. You
bought them at the place, right?
No, You have to buy. We found another place to go to.
Okay, good.
Where they let you use your own paintballs.
Very good.
Bring your own balls.
Bring your own balls.
So it was just great. And Frida is disgusted with the fact that I'm so into paintballing now, because we came back and I was covered with paint, right? And I bought camis, so I got like camouflage pants, camouflage hat, camouflage shirt.
You actually have a cam. Please take a picture. Please take a picture.
Where I'm into work tomorrow.
Wear your camis and the hat. And the hat, too. I want to see that.
So I come home, and I've got like paint on me, and the kids are covered with paint. And she goes, "How was it?" I said, "How was it? It was great." I said, "You see all these kids? I killed them all. I killed them all." And she said, "Don't you think that's a little sick?" And I said, "Little sick? Honey, it's fantastic."
Let's pretend it's like Army playing
right.
Army.
Right. Love it. Absolutely love it.
You know, next time we have a meeting with Ken, it might not be a bad idea to wear
those. Wear the camis?
Yeah. Ken, you know, I could set you up for that one, too. Walking Ken, Don is really unhappy with the way things are going. You burst through the door with your camis on. Just watch Ken, like, try to go out the window.
Maybe I do that Predator thing like Arnold did in this movie. Like, we painted his face like the color of camouflage and stuff.
Absolutely, you know. Don is ready for the meeting now. You know, have all the lights turned down, and like you're squatting down behind the desk.
Hi, Ken.
Runs down the hallway.
Oh, it's great. I love that paintball. Absolutely love it.
It's a good time.
So I was able to chill out a little bit, you know, get some of my hostilities done.
Good.
I was in the shower, and my wife came in, and she says to me, out of the blue, she says, "There might be," I'll clean it up for the air.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "You play your cards right. There might be Monica in your future tonight."
Whoa!
Right? Wow. So right away,
yeah,
that's all I could think about.
Sure.
It's like this was on Saturday. That's about 3 o'clock on Saturday.
More fun than paintball.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is one track mind
right.
All day Saturday. That's all I had. From then on, I kept coming to her like every 5 minutes and said, "How about now?"
Gives you a little extra spring in your step.
She said, "If you keep asking me every 5 minutes, it's not going to happen." Oh. I said, "Come on, please. How about now?
Please, come on, George. Come on, George, please."
So then she said, "I thought that maybe tonight we could go for a drive." I said, "Go for a drive? Honey, the only problem with that is it's not going to be dark like till 9 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock now. Come on."
Who needs the cover of darkness?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I forced her. I mean, I didn't force her. You know,
no, of course not.
I didn't force her.
No.
But I said, "How about it? You know, the kids are
right
out playing baseball.
And
how about it?
And everything okay?"
"Oh, yeah."
Okay.
Glorious.
Okay.
That's so nice.
Okay.
Oh, I hardly ever get that.
Well, I know. I know. And you're proud when you do. And that's, I think, so nice. That's understandable.
That's a great feeling. That's a great feeling to just lay back and go, "Ah," except, you know, she always grosses me out because then she wants a kiss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's like, "Oh." I did the thing, like the thing when my grandma would want to kiss me, I would turn my head.
Is it obvious when you do that?
Oh, it's obvious.
Because really what you're doing, what you're saying is, what you just did, I think, is disgusting.
Well, I do.
Yeah, but you see, but you still enjoy being the recipient. And if you do that.
And it's a game of chicken that they play with you.
Right.
It's like, okay, I just did this gross thing for you, so now come on, give me a big kiss.
That's right.
So we were like snuggling and stuff, and she says, "Okay, I'm going to go get cleaned up now. I love you." I said, "Oh, I love you." Because I do love her. I love her more than anything. I said, "I love you." And she's, And I turned my cheek like that. I said, "Right here." I said, "Come on, kiss me."
Well, at least you didn't kiss your hand and then touch her on the forehead.
Yeah.
"I love you, too." "See you later."
Yeah.
"Bye-bye."
"Goodbye. Job accomplished. Get out of here." So that was pretty great. I was on a real, real upswing, right?
Paintball and a Monica.
Right.
I mean, you're that's fine living. Did you jet ski at all?
No, didn't do it this. I got to get the insurance taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Silly me.
A lot going on in your life.
Yeah, I know.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The writing is delicious.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Buzz had a story on the Buzzcast about a ridiculous list the TV Guide put out.
Mm-hmm.
Best TV themes of all time.
Stupid list. They were horrible.
And one of the songs...
I mean, they weren't all horrible. I just think on the best of all time, I was very surprised.
One of the songs that was, I think it was in the top five, was Dr. Kildare, right?
Right, that's correct.
Now, we never heard the theme to Dr. Kildare, so we went through the archives to pull it out. Mm-hmm. And here now is, no goof, the theme to Dr. Kildare. This is the fifth greatest TV theme of all time. Now,
Who do they poll? People in a cemetery?
I think so.
Most I remember it.
Were really old shows.
Yeah, it was an old show, and I remember my my mom watching this show and my sister watching this show. And it was like, it was not as the one that I do remember more was another doctor's show, Medical Center, which I remember. That I remember.
Yeah. Starring Chad Everett. So we got out all of our TV things. That one sucks.
You were playing some during the break that were just making me laugh. I knew not what they were.
All right, now here's one that I remember when I was a kid. Remember the Hercules cartoon?
I do.
This is a good one. I remember this one.
Hercules, hero of song and story.
Hercules, I'm wearing tight pants now.
Fighting for the right, fighting with his might.
Is that Frankie Lane?
Ordinary man, Hercules.
Paging Dr. Homo, paging Dr. Homo. You in the air studios.
Only the evil fear him, softness in his eyes. Iron.
This is kind of gay sounding.
Virtue in his heart, fire.
Is Johnny Mathis?
The mighty.
Hercules, just cut the cheese.
Softness in his eyes, iron in his thighs. Those are lyrics.
Really? Is that what they really mean?
It's a little gay. Yeah, just a little.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Okay, here's another one. See if you can name this one.
Okay.
Okay. No way you'll get this. It's a modern day. Major Dad.
You got it.
Yes, the ring. How could I forget? Gerald McCraney rules.
All right, hold on. Let me go to another one here. I'll give you another modern day one.
It was dumb luck right there.
I got that.
I know you got it when it kicked into the,
yeah,
like,
the military
music.
Sure.
Okay. I know this one immediately.
I know you logged a lot of that must-see Friday night stuff. That's what it is, isn't it?
My two dads.
Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan.
That's when your kid was growing up.
Yeah.
Sure.
When I had no life.
That's right. I remember every Friday night watching TV.
Now he's 14. I still don't have a life.
But it used to be a good excuse. All right. I'm not even going to look at the log to see what's next.
Okay.
So we'll just kind of play along. And isn't, like, all of these themes that we've played are better than the ones on that crappy list that Buzz read yesterday?
Amen.
That TV guide list. I have no idea.
Rare condition this day and age. Read any good news on the newspaper page.
Anybody have an idea what this is?
No.
I don't have the list down, so I don't know.
Absolutely clueless. It couldn't have been a show that was on for any length of time.
Love and tradition of the
grand. Look it up, Robbie, and tell us if we should know it.
And I'm also trying to figure out the artist.
Should we know this one?
You've had a star of this show on your program.
Oh, really?
Okay. The magic clue inside these
trying to do a Rod Stewart impression.
Here
we go.
Full House.
I'm sorry, no. 20 down.
20 down, Magruder.
I have no idea.
It's Family Matters.
Family Matters? Who do we had on from Family Matters? Oh, the big fat guy.
The Urkel Show, right?
Oh. Yeah, right.
Who was on?
Reginald Van Velzelsen.
Remember we had that guy, Reginald Velveeta, on our show?
Yeah, killed me with that one. I remember the guy.
All right, you got the list there, Rob?
I'm
just going to go to another cut at random.
Okay. Cut
here we go. 20.
Thank you.
Would we know this one?
Yeah,
cut 20?
In a second.
Now this is a story.
Ah, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, very
exactly.
Good.
Y'all about how my
I love this theme, incidentally. I love this
like
theme.
Yeah. Manager, just sit right there. I'll tell
this
you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
I like when his grandma kicks him out of the house.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Good another. Rob number 29. Would that be one we should know?
No.
No? Oh, good. All right, we'll give it a try then. Just hear a little of it.
Neil Lehrer Report.
Carter country.
No, that's a good guess, but you missed it. It's more recent than that.
What is it?
It's called Davis Rules.
It was a good guess, though. And it was a guess for what reason? I do not know the
name. It's kind of country.
It's just a kind of country. Sponsored by Biscuitville.
Now, give me a number that we should know, because you have the listener in front of you.
32.
32.
All right.
Buzz, you're free, feel free to play.
Okay,
Buzz,
good.
Here we go.
Designing women.
That's right.
All right. Georgia. That's how I made the guess.
Oh, okay.
I didn't watch that show.
I'm sure you didn't.
Okay, I love
sure
it.
You didn't.
I love Delta Burke.
And you made fun of me for knowing Hercules.
Oh, Dixie and Annie Potts.
All right, give me another one that we should know.
You should know number 24.
24.
Should know that real quick, actually.
Okay, good. Wait for it to queue up. Here we go. Mad About You.
That's right.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's another gay show.
All right, give us a tough one now, Rob.
Tough one. Maybe number 13?
13. Okay. 13. Here we go. Concentrate. Don't know about the future. That's anybody's guess. Ain't no good reason for getting all depressed. Fire up your pen and pencil. I give you a piece of my mind. Boy, I know.
No idea.
Well,
what's the clue?
Great piece of ass.
Okay. Obviously being sarcastic.
Stop all your fussing. Stop on a smile. Is it a black show?
No.
It's not.
Okay.
Come out and walk in the sun for a while. Don't fight the feeling. You know you want to have a good time. No idea.
Blossom.
Oh, come on.
You asked for a hard one?
Come on. Not that hard. Give me a medium hard one, though.
17.
17.
Medium hard.
Blossom?
Hey, please. Blossom.
Great piece.
Oh, Cosby. You're right. Isn't it Cosby?
It is Cosby.
Right. Cosby.
Buzz got that one.
Yes,
speak
did.
Up, Buzz.
I did. All right, give us another one, Robbie.
62.
62.
Easy, hard, medium.
I think it'll take you a while to get it, but you all know it.
All the way to 62. Here we go.
Winter.
Cold.
The HBO, when they got the shot.
The HBO thing.
They got the shot
HBO
coming down to the little town.
Right. Yeah. I love, and this is great, too.
Yeah.
This is a great thing. They don't use it anymore,
they
right?
do sometimes. It's like a miniature village right. that they got a camera that
yeah.
swoops down on.
Great special effect. And if you're really looking forward to the movie, this is a happy song.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think they use this anymore.
I don't think they
yeah,
do.
They do, actually.
Oh, do they?
For though? Special movie presentations.
This part is their original jingle, and they've expanded it recently and added the extra animation.
We have found Buzz Burbank's wheelhouse.
All right, give me another one, Rob. This time, an easy one.
An easy one?
Yeah.
You'll probably be able to get this real easy. Number 48.
48, he says. Okay, cut number 48. Okay, here we go.
America's Most Wanted.
Exactly.
Mm.
Oh, very good.
That was a guess. That really was
really?
A guess. Yeah,
wow.
That was a guess.
I wouldn't have played
because it'll kick in a little bit later.
Who did they have a theme on America's Most Wanted?
You can hear it. You see it saying, bad guys, bad guys, bad guys.
Right. Mike knows the words.
Real bad guys.
Give us another one, Rodney.
All right, I think... Don, you'll know number 7.
Number 7.
Number 7.
Number 7. That's a long way from 48.
Lucky okay. 7.
Here we go.
Right, yeah. Big winner coming up. I do know this one. Give me a second.
Give me a second.
This sounds like it should also be sponsored by Biscuitville.
It's a kid's show. It's got to be.
Oh, I'm really letting down here.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Very close. Closer than you know.
What is it?
Clarissa Explains It All.
Oh, right. I should have known that.
You like that program.
You pegged her to be a long-term star.
Future hottie. I'm getting killed. Give me another one.
28.
28.
28.
28.
28.
28.
28.
28.
Oh. Latin.
It is a Latin sound. The show not Latin, though.
single guy.
That's right.
What, are you cheating or something?
No,
I just remember
the shingle guy. You know why? I pictured the park bench, that he was sitting on the park bench, and I hated the show so much. And it was whenever I would hear that theme, it would be an automatic clue to get the remote and change the channel.
Damn it, you're good at this.
All right, let's switch discs.
Okay.
Here's another disc. A list.
Excellent.
Blossom. I'm still thinking about Blossom.
That's what he thought we would get.
What was the name of the star of Blossom, too? What was her name?
Something like
Neon
Bialik.
I always get her confused with Jerry Seinfeld's old girlfriend.
Yeah, Elaine.
No.
Shoshana
Lowenstein.
Yeah, but it was Neon Bialik.
Great. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
That's also the first thing you say usually on Saturday morning.
Yes, as soon as I can get air.
Good morning, Rob.
Me, I'm blah. As soon as I can get air, he's failing lungs.
All right, couple more.
All right. 35.
Eggs, dear?
Yeah, blolic.
Okay, easy one or hard one?
You'll know it, but it'll take you a sec. Late 70s.
Ah, you're out then.
Well, I know about it already.
Now he's starting to kick. We can't. We don't. Second guesses will not be allowed.
Damn, you're picking hard ones, Rob.
Broyhill already got it.
What?
Broyhill got it.
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island is right.
Ah. Did I get that second guess?
No, you didn't get it.
So it doesn't count.
No, right.
Broyhill got it. Carlos got it. Okay, give us another one.
18.
Rob. 18. 18.
Miam Bialik.
Miam Bialik.
Elf. Up.
Oh. Damn it, you're killing me at this game today.
You're good at this.
You're killing me at this.
We have done this game before.
This is my game.
I know it's your game, and we have done this game, and I have never had this kind of run.
I'm getting killed at this game.
I have never had this kind of run before.
I'm getting killed. Number 16.
16.
I would classify this one as a very hard one.
16. Okay, here we go.
Empty Nest.
No.
About this one.
I'll give you a hint. The star of the show is singing the theme.
Times are changing every day, but we won't get by with no
Marla Gibbs same in 227.
227.
Oh, I told you it was hard.
All right, come on. One more. One more for the break.
Number 10.
Okay, here we go. Championship rests on this one.
You changing the rules.
Of course I am.
All right, but this I will
no,
go with
No, you killed
that.
Me.
I will
you
go with that.
Me. Okay.
Oh, Christ, I know this one.
I have no idea.
Really? That Ted Knight show?
Too close for comfort.
Yeah. All right.
That's
give us another one, Robert.
Right. 19.
It was too close for comfort.
It was too close for comfort.
But I would have had it if you hadn't said Ted Knight show.
One more. Here we 19. Go. One more. Mark and Mindy.
Buzz has it.
Buzz has won the championship with an amazing come from behind victory.
Oh, wait, that's not fair. Buzz is a champion.
Buzz has won the championship.
I can't be the champion. I got two.
No, way to go, Buzz. Congratulations, Buzz. Those were the new rules.
Okay. Mark and Mindy.
Wow.
I'm going to have to study.
Oh, man. Me, I'm Bialik.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Two willful boys, Don and Mike.
Hotline is ringing right now. I wonder if this could be old Jethro.
Hello, Don and Mike Show Hotline.
Hello. This is, Jethro Bodine.
Max.
I was paged. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jethro.
Hello, Max.
Give me some cornbread, Granny. Hello. I'm returning the call from the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, this is Don of the Don and Mike Show. Is this Max?
Oh, hi, Don. This is Jethro Bodine.
is this Max Mayer Jr.?
Uh-huh. And I called because you called me. And ow. Ow, I hurt my tooth. I wanted to say that I want to be your friend now. And everything is forgiven and all is well. I'm really excited about my TV show that I used to be on, the Beverly Hillbillies thing. I can talk the way I used to talk on the show if you'd like me to.
Oh, sure, please do, Max.
Hey, Daddy! I want to go in the pool, in the cement. I want to swim in the cement.
You know.
Something,
hold on. Max, yeah. Can you hold on just a second?
Yeah, sure.
You know, something tells me that this might not really be Max Bear. How did you get this phone number? Because whoever this is did call us on the hotline.
I got it because you faced me and you put the phone number in.
You know, wait a minute. This voice sounds strangely familiar to me.
This is just about Dean. Granny, where are the critters? Yeah, where are the critters?
What is the name of your blind dog, according to People Magazine?
Spot. Spot the dog. My blind dog, Spot.
And
I know Jed. Jed is my father.
Who are your current roommates?
Amy and Mrs. Drysdale.
I want to tell you, I know right now, I don't know who this is, a fantastic impression of Max Bayer Jr.
No, this is Max Bayer.
This is not Max Bayer Jr.
Yes, it is.
This is not. I would bet $1 million if I had $1 million.
No, money. Shut up, Joe. I'm on the phone.
Who are you talking to there, Max?
No one. No one's here. I'm watching TV.
Oh, wait. You know what?
What?
I think I know who this is.
This is Jethro Bodine.
Is this Dennis Murphy?
No. No. No, this is not Dennis Murphy. From the Beverly Hillbillies.
Wait, I got it now. Somebody else pulling our chain here.
Hey, Granny, the critters are coming down. And Eddie Mays is going to come down to our big house with rich people.
Is this Homo Joe?
No. No. It's not Homo Joe, silly.
Is this Cheryl the Big Dyke?
No, it's not Cheryl the Big Dyke. It's Ted Rose.
All right, I got it. Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh.
Hello, Tom Gavin.
No, it is not Tom Gavin. This is Charlie Swang's Gavilan.
Charlie!
I was kidding you! I was doing an impression of Jethro! Wasn't it great? Joe,
say hi to Don, Joe!
That's Joe. He's in the back watching TV. I'm eating Reese's peanut butter cups.
So, you spend all your time with Joe Artinger now?
Yes, Joe's my new best friend.
What happened to your brother Matthew?
Matthew is no longer living with me. He is living back in Hyattsville with Huggy Bear on his own. He's doing really well now.
Really?
Yeah, he makes his own waffles every morning right in the toaster. So he's happy, and I'm living with Joe Artinger. Joe Artinger, we both work at WJFK. You know that, Don.
What are you doing at the station right now, Charlie? Are you here? Are you here at the station, or are you at your Unabomber shack with Joe?
I'm living with my house with Joe, right in downtown Fairfax, in our apartment that we share together, our one-bedroom apartment.
What are the sleeping arrangements in that apartment?
Joe gets the bedroom.
Where do you sleep, Charlie?
I sleep out on the patio. You know the balcony?
Yeah.
When it's hot, I sleep out there. Really bad, even with the air conditioner on. And Joe says, Charlie, turn down the air conditioner. There's too much bills. There's too much bills. So I say, okay, Joe. And then I actually sit down in the hallway when his brother came.
Of Joe's brother. Oh, Joe's brother, who was visiting from Montana, right?
Yeah, Montana boy. I love living with the Oranges. I really do. We have a good time, Don. We really, really do.
So what is your job now? I never see you around WJFK anymore. What is your job here now?
I'm doing all sorts of things. Mr. Stevens had me put in brand new bushes.
I saw those bushes outside. They're very phallic, Charlie.
Well, they were straight up in the air, and then he had me twist him around and make him look like Curly Q.
Yeah, they're very, very phallic. You know what phallic means?
No.
Sexual?
No, no.
When you look at those bushes, do you ever think of, like,
what?
Your thing?
No! Don't talk about my thing, Dad! Don't talk... Hey, Joe! Joe, he's talking about my thing again!
Okay, Charlie.
That's Joe. He doesn't want to come on the phone.
He doesn't. Tell Joe I want to talk to him.
No!
Tell Joe I really want to talk to him.
Joe, John really wants to talk to
him. Tell Joe I want to talk to him.
He said, okay. He's coming to the phone now.
Hey, ask Joe how his thing is.
Hey, Joe, how's your thing?
What did he say?
Hello? Hello?
Is this Joe Hardinger?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? What's going on?
Are your eyes all squinty right now?
That's Charlie. He's a piece of work. He's the...
Ask him how his thing is.
Hey, Charlie, how's your thing? He doesn't want to talk about that. He doesn't talk about his thing. He really doesn't, Bob. He hates it when you talk about his thing. He's so funny.
Did you tell him to call in and pretend to be Justin?
Yeah, that was my idea. It was my idea. I was ironing some T-shirts, and I decided to have him call you and pretend. He pretended he was Justin Bodine, and we were just dying over here. I was over here with my brother from Montana. We were laughing our asses off, man. It was so funny. Hey, Charlie! When we told you, how's your thing? Oh, man. He hates it when you talk about his thing, dog.
Put him back on. Good talking to you, Joe.
Good talking to you, Dad. Bye.
I'm getting to talk to Joe.
We're having so much fun. We're having so much fun, Dad. But it was Joe's idea, okay?
Okay, Charlie.
Nice talking to you, Dad.
You too, Charlie.
Say goodbye, Joe. Say goodbye to
bye,
Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Dad.
Too bad we couldn't talk to Joe's brother.
Hey, he was also sitting on the couch.
Well, that's the first. Yeah. That's the first, being able to talk to Joe Hardinger on this show.
I had no idea that Charlie Stablak was actually now living in Joe's one-bedroom apartment.
Living with the Hardinger boys.
That's right.
I don't think it's an apartment. I think it's like the Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber cabin.
You think it's a cabin? You know,
yeah.
Maybe it is a cabin.
Pretty sure it is.
Dirt floor.
No modern conveniences at all.
But they're so happy.
Oh, they sure are.
Really happy. It's nice to see Charlie really happy for a change. Really, I've never seen him happier. I really haven't.
Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
And then we'll get to Bob's old urologist. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, what'd I do? Was that me or them? Hello.
Nothing you could say could keep me away from being Mike's guy. Woo! Mike's guy. You know, because I'm a little afraid.
Is this guy in your team?
I can't complain about Mike's guy. Mike's guy.
I think this is your bathroom guy. Listen to the acoustics.
Yeah, you're right.
This is your star player.
I think so.
Yeah, it's your guy. Oh, man. This is your Troy Aikman, Mike.
My stunning QB. That's my guy.
That's
yeah,
your guy. Signature.
Started out with a little more of a falsetto than the last time.
Who's your guy? Number one draft pick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello.
This is a dumb show, ladies and gentlemen.
You are the bagel, and you are the big fat Chiba.
Now.
What is going on?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hi, Sam.
How you doing, Don?
What's happening? Hey, everybody, it's Hall of Fame football player Sam Huff.
The greatest linebacker in the NFL.
Oh, fantastic.
Hi,
how you been, Sam?
Oh, I've been great. How about you guys?
Just fine. Sam, you hear about that truck that turned over on the Beltway yesterday with 40 pounds of gunpowder?
Yeah, I heard there was a baby born in that thing. I tell you what, that's sure a great pass that lady made to her husband.
Yeah, did you hear that? Really, a lady had a baby in that 20-mile backup yesterday. What about that truck, Sam?
Guess it came up on the short end of the stick.
Yeah, he doesn't hesitate anymore.
We trained him
okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You But every time we take calls, it ends up being like a theme. We can't just take calls. It's got to be everybody's thing.
People are dying to entertain us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
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 Hello? All right, let's talk to this guy. Hello, Mike?
Hello.
This is Mike in Spokane?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air, duh.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Mike, you having trouble with your phone?
This is Mike in Spokane. I was in the service, and when I was overseas, there was this young lady. She would go up on stage, and she would place a dart, or a dart in a straw, and then she would place it down in her private area, and she would blow it across the room or the bar.
So you mean she would fire a dart out of her nest?
Yeah. And before she'd do that, though, she'd gun the audience and have guys hold up balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And she would shoot about 10, 15 feet.
Well, pop the balloons? Pop the balloons, yeah.
Well, I think it's really nice of you to call with your one good eye.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yo. What's up, Don? What's up, Mike?
Hey.
It's Philly, man.
Hey, Philly.
What's up?
Philly, keeping it real.
Yeah, dog. Hey, I was just traveling around, and I just wanted to call y'all. Hey, guess what I just saw?
What, Phil?
That Something About Mary.
You just saw that movie just now? little
Beans.
A little late on that, Phil.
Frank and Beans, Joe. Hey, I tried to get into y'all, right? But, lines kept being busy.
Right.
I was like this. Man, this is what they was talking about, the Frank and Beans.
Phil, it took you an awful long time to see that movie, but it was worth it, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I grab mine every time now. I make sure I'm looking at mine as far as zipping a mother.
You know, there's no brothers, though, in Something About Mary.
Yeah, there's the father of Mary.
Oh, that's right.
The
guy with a big afro.
Right.
I'm just effing with you.
What killed me was when he was inviting everybody to come into the, honey, you got his Marky Post?
Yeah.
Invite her in there, she come in. Oh, Jesus Christ, mother of H.
Yeah, and then the fireman comes in. I mean, that was a great scene.
No, but why the policeman say, okay, boy, this is not going to hurt a minute. Just one, two, three. Oh, man.
Well, I finally figured out that Philly sounds like.
Who's that?
Sounds like Tone Loke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Wild Thing.
Yeah, man, that's Funky Cole Medina. He's
Funky
in that movie.
Funky Cole Medina.
You ever seen the movie Lost in Space?
Mm-hmm.
It's got the guy who's the dummy on Friends.
Right.
And he's like a fighter pilot.
He's an Ace Ventura, too.
And
right.
Yeah, right at the beginning of the movie, he and the guy from Friends are floating around in space in these, like, big bubbles. And they get shot down, and the guy from Friends saves Tone Loke.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and he says, hey, Don, I'm in some trouble over here.
We need some more Tone Loke music. I like Tone Loke.
Man, I fell asleep on that Lost in Space, but I kind of know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I've been trying to make the... Oh, you remember the last show y'all had, the live show?
Yeah.
That was out here in Maryland, Virginia somewhere, and y'all had to cancel it or something.
Yeah.
Man, I was on my way out that jump, man. All of a sudden, man, they heard me like that. And I say, what?
Talk white, please.
Talk white, Phil, please. We're having trouble understanding you.
Well, I was on my way trying to make it out there to you rendezvous with you, sure to speak, and I got distracted on the way when you, man, you know what I'm saying? I got out that joint and then I was like,
he was talking for a little bit. How did you not make it to the show, Phil?
Because y'all had to cancel it. They told me, they said, we are not going to have that out here today, the show y'all was going to have. So
I'm
on my way. I had to make a U-turn.
I don't know. What show is that? We haven't had to cancel the show, Phil.
Y'all had a show out here in Merlin's. Oh, no. I meant the outside thing that y'all had outside the studio.
Oh, you mean with the mud jump?
Yeah, the mud jump.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
All right.
Finally, the great communicator.
Okay.
Well, I tried to make it out there, and you canceled on me, buddy. He's coming.
Right.
Buddy.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
You know, the authorities want to shut us down. Phil, we got to go. Keep it real.
Yeah, y'all keep it real up in the field, all right?
Okay, keep it real.
Peace.
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
I'm out.
Out. He's out like Cliff Stout.
That's Phil Lee.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
We will be right back. Sorry, we're out of time.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.